Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A California gerrymandering bill signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom. New congressional maps, if approved by the voters, are aimed at winning Democrats up to five more House seats next year. In Texas, Republicans could get five additional seats as a result of redrawn maps in that state. Former California GOP Congressman John Campbell is giving the Democrats high marks for creativity in their gerrymandering.
As a former California lawmaker, Campbell is taking a keen interest in the issue.
I have looked at the districts.
He says the most creative change involves a voting district held by a Republican near the California-Oregon border.
That is very red country. That is conservative country.
The new map would stretch a slim finger from that district hundreds of miles south into San Francisco.
You take some of those Democrats from the Bay Area and run them up in there in order to dilute the Republican control of that district.
Congressman Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
With not a single murder and more than a week and over 600 arrests, President Trump says his Washington, D.C. crime crackdown is working.
It's like a different place. It's like a different city. It's the capital. It's going to be the best in the world. We're going to do what you're doing with law enforcement. And very importantly, also, we're going to physically do it. We're going back to Congress for some money, and we're going to redo a lot of the pavement, a lot of the medians, a lot of the graffiti's all coming off real fast. It's going to come down real fast.
Mr. Trump addressing several hundred National Guard members and federal law enforcement officials. Category 1, Hurricane Erin is slowly moving away from the East Coast, although heavy surf and dangerous rip currents are expected to persist into the weekend. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 149 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 26 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. Friday morning on Talk Radio 680, WCBM TGIF. You're back from a spa date. Traffic weather on the threes. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Don't I wish? Baltimore County has a tree down this morning, and it's in a bad spot. Delaney Valley Road, very close to Long Green Pike. So keep an eye out for that. Don't really see it until you're right up on top of it. And so also some reports, some fog developing now, some of the valleys in Baltimore County. The other big problem, looking at it now, Outer Loop, Capitol Beltway, after the American Legion Bridge into Northern Virginia. The wreck is reported at the George Washington Parkway. Right now we're backed up over the Potomac and back to River Road coming out of Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off drier for your Friday morning. Temperatures in the 60s. We'll see more sunshine today and temperatures that will warm back up, looking back into the low to mid 80s. Keeping the sun around for most of the weekend and temps in the mid 80s. Cooler next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Got to be a cooler weekend than last weekend. Right now, 62 degrees in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore has 68. Because of Hurricane Erin, there is a weather watch along the shore. So if you're heading down the ocean, you're not going to be able to get in the water very much. And the rip currents are going to be something fierce. So be aware of that. 6:04 right now on WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The Maryland Freedom Caucus under fire for calling Westmore a ghetto governor. On Thursday, Caucus Director Ali Rack posted a message on X showing the governor at the demolition of Pimlico Racetrack. Rack's post read, "Ghetto Governor seven or more standing in front of a racetrack so unprofitable it had to be bailed out by $400 million of state funds to rebuild. Maryland Democrat Party Chair Stuart Pittman released a statement saying Rack resorted to racist name-calling when she went online to call America's only sitting black governor ghetto governor. Pittman says it's disgusting and unacceptable. He says Republicans and the caucus must disavow the comment and hold their leadership accountable. City police investigating a shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called to the 1800 block of Washington Boulevard about 7:30 last night. They found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was taken to a hospital. He is listed in stable condition. So far, no word on the suspect, and anyone with information is asked to please call police. Baltimore police have also released surveillance video of two suspects wanted in connection with a July 27 shooting in Federal Hill. A 39-year-old bystander was seriously injured by gunfire during that shooting. And the 1,000 block of South Charles Street, anyone who can identify the persons shown in the video is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. There is a reward of $4,000 for tips that lead to charges and arrest. 606 right now on WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 2, 4, 8. You pick 4, 4, 5, 7, 3. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. Beavers doesn't disappoint.
And he rushes the ball deep right field. And for the first time, a big league home run for Beavers. It's a no-doubter.
Adam Amin had the call on Fox Sports. Dylan Beavers' first career home run and his first career at bat at home drew a standing ovation, but it was the Astros who solved right-hander Brandon Young and came away with the win last night at Camden Yards. 7-2 was the final. After the game, here's the Beaver.
It was pretty awesome. I don't know. I kind of blacked out. I was just running. But when I got back in the dugout, it was one of the cooler things I've ever experienced. Best home run I've ever hit, for sure.
Game two of the four-game set tonight. It'll be at 6:35 p.m. Ravens between the raindrops yesterday at Owings Mills. Nevertheless, the football gods somehow shined through with the apparent good news on Lamar.
He got his foot stepped on, like we said yesterday. I think Chad had mentioned that. They did a quick x-ray, and there's no damage or anything like that. I'm sure it's a little sore today, so we just kept him in, but he's fine. He's going to be good.
Lamar held out yesterday. Precautionary measure, the team says. Tour championship at Eastlake in Atlanta got underway yesterday. Russell Henley birdied the last three holes on the way to a 9-under 61 and a two-shot lead over Scottie Scheffler. A five-way tie for third at 6-under includes Patrick Cantlay, Robert McIntyre, and Tommy Fleetwood. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's Samuel Basayo time in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. Oh, we
the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland's Friday. Free for all is here.
Right.
August 22nd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, Governor Moore's $300,000 Asian trip, in which he left empty-handed. And we'll take a look at Virginia's Lieutenant Governor. That's a Winsome Earl Sears on Loudoun County's bathroom controversy. But our top story today is the war of words between Governor Moore and President Trump continue to escalate. Standing outside the dump, which is to be torn down, the Pimlico racetrack yesterday, Governor Moore, forgetting he was once in the military, forgetting there should be respect for the office of president and should be respect for his commander-in-chief, at one point said this about President Trump.
And so I do want to be very clear. If you are not willing to be part of the solution, keep our names out of your mouth.
Oh, shades of Will Smith.
Did he go up and slap him or anything? I mean,
Chris Rock. No, if he was there, he might have.
Wow.
He might have done that.
That's a manly man kind of thing to do.
Yeah, he says it's Baltimore's time. I want to say it loud and clear for anyone who might be listening, especially in Washington, D.C. Let me be clear, because this is a community that believes in triumphs and not tropes. And then he went right after the president.
Specifically, Donald Trump, if you are not willing to walk our communities, keep our name out of your mouth.
Yeah. So then, after basically a little bit of kabuki theater, then he invites President Trump to come to Baltimore and do what? Go on a crime walk.
But don't mention Baltimore.
Yeah.
Here we are in this major city.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be going to
another major city.
Right up the parkway.
The city between us and Philadelphia.
What the hell is a crime walk going to accomplish with... They do this all the time, the Democrats. Yeah. It's street theater. I mean, Governor Moore, and he did say this was his highest priority, was keeping Marylanders safe. Really? You'd be hard-pressed to prove it when it comes to the juvenile services program with Vinny Schiraldi, that disgrace. And his replacement doesn't seem to be much better. Juvenile crime continues to explode in Baltimore. As we were talking to Mackenzie Frost yesterday, I would be most interested to see if somebody in BPD or elsewhere are massaging the criminal stats here in Baltimore, just like they got caught doing in D.C. So, again, look, I understand he is going to be running for president at some point, maybe 28, maybe afterwards. And now he's trying to, you know, I think he's trying to look tough, like he's standing up to Trump. But I think he crossed the Rubicon yesterday. I mean, that is when you disrespect the office. You may not like the guy, you may not politically agree with the guy, but when you disrespect the political office, this was a guy I can't still believe he was in the military at one point. No respect for the office, no respect for the commander in chief, and keep our name out of your mouth.
Slap.
The Maryland Freedom Caucus responded, and they just poured gasoline on the fire. We'll tell you what they had to say in just a moment.
A time once again for traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker, keep our name on your mouth.
No. Oh, okay. Not a chance.
Never mind then.
Maybe for a couple of dinero or something, it might be able to work something out.
We could work that out, yes.
Yeah. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway, here we go again. Haven't had this one for a while. It's been about 2 weeks since we had a big wreck in this area. Outer Loop after the American Legion Bridge into Northern Virginia. And VDOT down there says the right lane is blocked. I'm looking at the camera here just as you're getting on to the American Legion Bridge. And it's pretty solid right there. And it's backed up all the way back to and beyond now River Road. So the traffic around the Mormon Temple coming down 270, trying to get into Northern Virginia and out towards Dulles International, having a big problem right now through there. Nothing major locally yet on the Beltway. Both the tunnels kind of easing into it just a bit. Top of the hour, just a little bit before, we had a report of a tree down in Baltimore County on Delaney Valley Road, very close to the intersection there at Long Green Pike. And some fog is forming in some of the valleys in Baltimore County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for this weekend, going to be gorgeous. Sunshine today. Highs in the mid-80s. Sunny and mid-80s for most of the weekend. Possible shower or storm maybe Sunday afternoon, but it's going to turn cooler a little bit next week just as I'm heading to the beach. So, yeah. You know, it'll be nice to know hot sand problem. I hate that happens.
Too bad.
Clear.
I'm sorry. Does cheese come with that wine?
I was going to the beach.
Yeah, it has to be on the beach. I hate that hot sand stuff.
Exactly. 65 and clear in Annapolis right now. 64 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. People are up in arms over the Cracker Barrel's new simplified logo. So much pressure on Cracker Barrel, they might switch back to the old logo again. So not just the food, it's the logo that would repeat on you as well.
Yeah. That's right. Well, they took off the barrel and they took off the cracker, so what's left?
Yeah. Maybe the next Redskins and Indians would be the next ones to go back to their old logos. Little League organization speaking out against offshore internet gambling sites that allow betting on Little League World Series games. That's just bizarre.
Yeah.
I think he's the only person crying harder than the Little League pitcher who just walked in the winning run with a guy who lost $10,000 on it, you know?
Yeah.
Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem wants the government to purchase a fleet of planes to more efficiently deport illegals. Hmm. You can see it now. ICE Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
You're now free to get the hell out of the country. Women's Pro Baseball League is currently holding tryouts and hopes to launch the league next year. In the tryouts, you must be able to prove you can hit a baseball, catch a baseball, and throw a sex toy back at the idiot who threw it at you in the first place. that time of year when people begin drafting their fantasy football teams, you guys participating this year? In this day and age, every team needs a guy who has a good quarterback, a guy who has a good running back, and a guy who is a good cheerleader.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. I just saw the first trans cheerleader who
Tim Walls saw that.
Cheers for the Panthers has resigned.
Yeah. See that picture of Tim Walls in his outfit?
Yeah. Yes.
That's nice.
That was wonderful, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
He probably would find his, that's his calling.
That'd make you kill yourself looking at that.
The bones of a human Neanderthal hybrid child from 140,000 years ago have been found in a cave in Israel.
That's amazing.
Scientists say if the human Neanderthal child were alive today, he'd be in a Geico commercial.
So easy.
Yeah.
Cave bag.
Yeah, exactly. Sad news. Dr. James Dobson, evangelist, psychologist, advocate for traditional family values, founder and focus on the family, a real pioneer, passed away yesterday at the age of 89.
Yeah.
He was the advisor to five presidents, Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster, and courageous evangelical Christian who, for years, took fire from the angry and vicious American left. So Dr. Dobson will be sorely missed because he really was really, really good at battling the left. Tomorrow, the Defenders Day celebration will take place from 10 to 5, and then again on Sunday from 10 to 3 at Fort Howard Park. At Fort Howard, where 4,700 British soldiers landed in 1814 to begin the attack on Baltimore.
Right. It was called North Point Boulevard.
Yep. It was called the Battle of North Point during the War of 1812 between the then Americans and the British.
Mm-hmm.
Largest land invasion by any foreign army in the history of the United States.
Wow. They got held up by the traffic lights on North Point Road. They spent the night at Bread and Cheese Creek. If you don't know that, it's a little creek that runs right there off of North Point Road.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, can you get bread or cheese there?
I don't know, but you can get wine. Just go to Sean's house.
Oh, he's come back with a little attitude.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's got attitude today.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It wasn't me yesterday. Poor Deb had two root canals done yesterday by an endodontist and a dentist and over in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And Orlando traffic is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, you just got to stick on the St. Pete side because that's all where all the retirees are.
Oh, my God.
Do I detect a little whining on Chuck's part? About the traffic
in
Orlando?
I have to work kind of hard, guys, because I have nothing to whine about today, but I'll think of something, because I want to be part of the club.
Hey, did you see some of the waves that are on the East Coast right now?
Yeah. Wow.
New York City had 13-foot waves and some flooding because of Hurricane Aaron, I thought it was a good time to brush off. This is a little-known musical trivia fact. You know there was a Beach Boys of the East Coast at one point?
Was there?
Yeah, they were called the Trade Winds.
I had no idea.
There's actually a song that they wrote about New York's a lonely town. It's all about being a surfer boy in New York City.
From Central Park to Pasadena, such a long way. I feel so out of it walking down Broadway. I feel so very shy. I look out there and fly. New York's a lonely town. When you're the only surfer.
The Trade Winds, the
East Coast version of the Beach Boys.
Oh, very cool.
Didn't get a lot of play back in the day, but nice harmonies.
I've never heard. I would have sworn it was the Beach Boys.
There was no surfing culture.
No.
You know, back there was maybe down in the Carolinas and stuff where people...
But
the waves here are nothing to speak of.
They had a line in there that said, "My Woody's outside, all covered with snow." You can't say that now.
That's right. Baby, it's cold outside.
Really? Seriously?
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. More from Governor Moore. Keep our name out of your mouth message to President Trump and how the Maryland Freedom Caucus reacted, which has caused even more a kerfuffle. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Once again, if you're interested in electrical work, whether it's interior, exterior, landscaping, doesn't matter what it is, they're the guys you're going to want to call. They do incredible work. And now they've branched out into heating and ventilation and air conditioning. And right now we're getting towards the tail end of the summer. So you want to make sure that air conditioning is not costing you more money than it should. And if you haven't done it already, then you really should have your AC serviced. And it'll be ready to go for next year as well, making sure that you got to change those filters on your unit. And then, of course, having your refrigerant up to snuff. And if there are any problems with your coils or any other mechanical parts, they'll take care of it for you. And while you're at it, book them for the fall for the checkup on your heat pump or forced air furnace for the fall and the winter, as that's coming up next. So 410-876-9404 is their number, 410-876-9404, or check them out at timkylecompany.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Friday morning. Looks like a pleasant weekend, and you do have the next week off.
Yes.
Down the ocean. Yeah, sounds great.
Well.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you noticed.
With four under four.
Really?
Yeah. Two of them are my grandchildren and my brother's grandchildren. So
that's a nice restful week.
It is. Is
like the last time you did this, you came back looking more tired than when you left.
It's all good though.
You're chasing around four kids all week long. Whoa, great idea!
And they've all decided that I'm their personal play toy at the beach.
Absolutely,
I don't get much of a rest.
That sounds great.
They love to tackle me while they're on the beach.
Yes,
we're playing football and stuff. So we'll see.
How old are they now?
The oldest is four, and the youngest is about a year and a half.
Yeah, when they get to be about 24 and 19, when they still love to tackle you, that's when there's a problem.
By then, I'll already be horizontal.
It's 6:23. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Report of a vehicle fire in the city on Sinclair Lane. It's not far from Moravia Road. And just a heads up, on the northeast side of the Beltway, a minute call went out on the outer loop between 95 and the ramp at Bel Air Road a couple of minutes ago. So there may be some flashing lights in that area. The big problem right now, going out of Montgomery County across the American Legion Bridge. The wreck is in Northern Virginia, outer loop at the George Washington Parkway, still blocking the right lane, pretty close to a 30-minute delay already coming around from Georgia Avenue and trying to get across the American Legion Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. More sunshine today. High reaching in the mid-80s. Sunny in mid-80s most of the weekend. Maybe a shower possible on Sunday. It's going to cool down next week. So it'll be, won't feel the dog days of August, at least for next week. Right now, we're partly cloudy, 63 in Reisterstown, and it is 63 in Middle River. So Governor Moore taking a page out of Will Smith's book when he Chris Rock cracked a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith, his wife. Was it the Oscars? Some awards ceremony.
I think it was the Oscars.
But he leapt out of his...
It was not the Oscars, but it was some awards.
Yeah, ceremony. He leapt out of his seat and went up and slapped Chris Rock across the face. Keep my wife's name out of your mouth. So apparently this is not an original thought by Governor Moore. No surprise there.
That's shocker.
Okay, yeah. But now sparking a war of words. So the Maryland Freedom Caucus on their social media, the state director for the MFC, Ali Rack, said, quote, ghetto Governor Moore standing in front of a racetrack so unprofitable it had to be bailed out by $400 million of state funds to rebuild. And that has launched a reaction from the Democrats. The chair of the Maryland Democrat Party, Obama organizer Stuart Pittman, quote, hateful speech must be met with condemnation. Republicans in the Maryland Freedom Caucus must disavow this and hold their leadership accountable, or we can only assume that racism is the rest of that quote got cut off. But anyway, they are claiming it is a racist. Look, I think it was a poor choice of words.
It was
dumb to use that to describe our governor. There should be a little bit more the respect for the office. And again, one thing we can tell you, I don't think Westmore ever saw the ghetto, so that was something that wouldn't be an apt description. The Freedom Caucus appeared not to back down from the statement. Instead, a spokesperson quipped that Governor Moore, in his best Will Smith impression, told the President of the United States three separate times to keep Baltimore's name out of your mouth while simultaneously sending him a letter inviting him to the city. To the same city. Quote, we're certain the Maryland Democrat Party would rather focus on anything but the $400 million of state taxpayer dollars being spent on a failed racetrack owned by the city. End of quote. In his letter to the White House, Governor Moore said there's no higher priority for him as governor than the safety of Marylanders. He said he has an all-above approach to public safety that addresses the root cause of crime. And he wants to clarify the root of his frustration. Meanwhile, the White House responded now. They wrote, since President Trump increased federal law enforcement presence and deployed the National Guard in D.C., violent crime has dropped and hundreds of dangerous criminals have been removed from the streets. Perhaps Governor Moore should take a page out of the president's playbook to stop the rampant crime in Baltimore, the fourth most dangerous place in the United States. End of quote. So, again, the war of words continues between the two. But I just think that if he wants to be considered presidential timber, he sure didn't act like it yesterday.
No. No. This is the time where you go high even if they go low. And however, you know, he can make his own mistakes. Freedom Caucus, you know better. That's just, it's you're walking into being called, you know, there are certain buzzwords, you're walking into being called racist. Starts to calling ghetto this, ghetto that. Look, you just know you're going to get lit up for that. So why do it? You know, you're not going to get any points for doing it being clever. You're just going to get lit up.
Well, I mean, look, and that is obviously going to, you know, they did get lit up and they probably are going to have to walk that back at some point. But once again, not to be lost in all of this is the fact that I don't necessarily would call Park Heights the ghetto, but it certainly is not the best neighborhood at all. And to pour that kind of money, $400 million, in one of the worst neighborhoods in Baltimore City, then I think that would be the proper criticism. You could have made that criticism without the ghetto governor reference, and that's all I'm saying about that. But I just think that this is going to get ugly. So you can see what's going to happen now. Whether he's running for governor, which he claims that's what he's running, or whether he decides he's going to run for president in 2028, you can see he's already trying to sharpen his edges a little bit. And I think that did cross the line on both sides.
Yeah.
I think that he should not have made references to the president of the United States, the commander in chief, like that, especially as a retired military guy, a veteran, should show some respect for his commander in chief. So is he still on active reserve?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that
I believe so.
Yeah. So that's problematic. You know, that's showing that kind of disrespect. And then, of course, the Maryland Freedom Caucus, they should retract that. And I think they should issue an apology to Governor Moore.
You know, the words were not apt.
Yeah.
They were the wrong words to use.
410-922-6680 is our number. What do you think? 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com, or you can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. We'll fire that up, and that text goes right here into the studio, and we love to hear from you. Do it right now. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines, and once again, here is Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. As a note, as of August 22nd, Maryland Governor Wes Moore no longer as active Army Reserve. According to Wikipedia, he served in the Army Reserve, was activated after September 11. He deployed in Afghanistan from 2005 through 2006 and left the Army in 2014. An article from WYPR published in December of 23 mentioned that he had doubled the leave for state employees who serve in the Maryland National Guard or the Reserves. So there, clarification on that issue. City police investigating a shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called to the 1800 block of Washington Boulevard at around 7:30 Thursday night after they found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. Victim taken to the hospital where he is listed in stable condition. So far, there's no word on the suspect, and anyone with information is asked to please call police. Baltimore police have released surveillance video of two suspects wanted in connection with the July 27th shooting in Federal Hill. 39-year-old bystander seriously injured by gunfire during that shooting in the 1000 block of South Charles Street. Anyone who can identify the persons shown in the video asked to please call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. A man convicted in a 2023 double murder in Baltimore's Lakeland neighborhood has been sentenced to two consecutive life terms in prison. A jury found Tyrone Payne guilty of two counts of first-degree murder and the deaths of Deshaun Smith and Deshaun Waters on Hollins Ferry Road. A co-defendant, Vincent Harris, was found guilty in July. He is scheduled to be sentenced on October 7th. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says that Payne is feeling the full weight of law and justice, and he hopes the sentence is a comfort to the victims' families and the Lakeland community. State police have arrested an Anne Arundel County man for impaired driving after crashing into a trooper who was conducting a traffic stop. The incident happened overnight Thursday on the Capitol Beltway near Route 1. Damian Heyman of Fort Meade is charged with DUI, reckless driving, and other traffic-related charges. It's 6:32. Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
Five, high five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick three lottery number. Oh, double it. 2, 4, 8. Double it till you get 4. Double it 4, you get 8. Pick 4, 4, 5, 7, 3. Now at 6:33. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the Threes.
The Medi-Call on the Beltway, which was between 95 and Bel Air Road, is cleared. At one point, there were two or three medic units there. They had the left side of the roadway blocked. They've moved on now and exited at Bel Air Road. So very quickly, that cleared out, and we're back in business there. Nothing so far at the tunnels. Everybody's running okay. 95 and 895. The rest of the Beltway looks good. JFX is clear. Capitol Beltway with the big problem coming out of Montgomery County. The wreck on the Virginia side of the American Legion Bridge at the George Washington Parkway apparently still blocking the right lane. Delays go back beyond the ramps at River Road and backing up towards the spur at I-270 in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off drier for your Friday morning, temperatures in the 60s. We'll see more sunshine today and temperatures that will warm back up, looking back into the low to mid 80s. Keeping the sun around for most of the weekend and temps in the mid 80s, cooler next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds came home last night full of momentum, and with Brandon Young looking for a follow-up to that gem from last Friday night. But the Houston Astros had another idea.
Driven to left field, racing back is Carlson at the wall. It's gone! Christian Walker providing some punch for the Astros offense. A two-run first-inning shot off of Young.
Adam Amin had the call on Fox. Young rocked for seven runs in the first three innings last night and then knocked from the game with a hamstring injury in the sixth as the Astros break their four-game slide 7-2 over the Birds. Dylan Beavers went yard in his first home at-bat for Baltimore. And with Adley Rutschman now on the injured list for the foreseeable future and perhaps for the year, it was Sam Basayo behind the plate, and he was tested in the second.
Another payoff. Dubon goes, and it's up and in. Center field. Dubon's going to take off, and he's going to take third base. Mm. Oh, boy, Basayo forced that throw.
Got to do better behind the plate. Let's see what Basayo can do. Out on Owings Mills yesterday, the news was good for the Ravens as Lamar's MRI came back negative. Was held out yesterday from practice, but head coach John Harbaugh says he'll be ready to go on September 7th. Meanwhile, one player looking for another opportunity to impress tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, I should say, against the Commanders, is second-year receiver Devontae Walker, who feels he's become more of a complete receiver this summer.
Thanks, Sean. Like, I can, you know, run every route in the tree. You know, last year when I came in, it was more so you just down the field, third level threat. Like, I feel like off this camp, these last couple games, I showed I can win underneath.
Walker 6-for-61 at Dallas with Cooper Rush under center. And don't forget, it's a noon game tomorrow in Landover. So if you're traveling 295, beware. NBA news, the father of Celtics star Jaylen Brown has been arrested for attempted murder, according to TMZ. The alleged incident involving former professional boxer Marcellus Brown took place over a dispute involving a parking spot in Las Vegas. Brown allegedly stabbing a youth football coach in the stomach as a result of the altercation. Brown fled the scene but was later apprehended. The victim was taken to a local hospital. Tour championship at Eastlake in Atlanta to crown the FedEx champion, and Russell Henley looked every bit the part in the opening round.
He's made a 42-footer and a 39-footer already. The speed.
Yes, indeed. That one courtesy of the Golf Channel. The five-time PGA tournament winner. Seven birdies yesterday, including 16, 17, and 18 on his way to a 9-under-61 and a two-shot lead over Scottie Scheffler. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it's mozzarella sticks for everyone.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I figured you guys would like this story because you're foodies. You talk about it all the time. You guys like mozzarella sticks with the tomato sauce?
Yes.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Sean, you don't eat them, though. You don't eat any fried foods, do you?
I try not to eat a lot of fried stuff, but every once in a while, you know, it's a guilty pleasure.
I mean, you don't even eat the farm-raised fish.
You know, that's right.
Yeah. Like wild-caught.
Gotta be wild-caught.
$39.99 a pound.
He's a snobby fish.
He is. Anyway, this happened the other night at Wrigley. It was Milwaukee, the Brewers, and the Cubs. Big series for that NL Central. And the two announcers for the Cubs, Boog Sciambi and Jim Deshaies, they do a great job. They were talking about William Contreras, the Milwaukee catcher, who came to the plate. He's a 6'4" double play machine. In other words, he hits into a lot of double plays. And they made a bet on the air that if he hit into a 6'4" DP, they would get mozzarella sticks for everybody at the corner tap room in Cascade, Iowa. I will explain that in a moment. Here's the play-by-play. Corner tap room meetup. The reason why they said that was because the pitcher for the Cubs was a guy by the name of Colin Ray. He's from Cascade, Iowa. His favorite place is the corner tap room.
Wow.
And so that's how that happened. Mozzarella sticks for everyone, and they did it. And I don't know how much it cost them. I'll look it up. But that's what happened for mozzarella sticks
for everyone.
Right. So that's what we're going to do one day. We'll have a bet.
Right up there with You Believe in Miracles.
It'll live forever. Yeah.
I went to college in a very, very small town, so we can arrange some bet where the people in that very, very small town will have free mozzarella sticks, or actually free Friday fish fry. That's a big thing in the
I'm going to find out how many people live in Cascade, Iowa, and then we'll see how small it is.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. Let's go to the phones here. Robin is in Fells Point. Good morning.
Morning, Robin.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell you that I called the governor's office and lambasted him about his comments and how disrespectful he was. And I have the number if anybody wants it.
Sure.
Yeah, 410-974-3901. You can leave a message there, but he answers, you know, by whatever. I mean, and he says,
yeah, be polite, be respectful, but you can register your distaste for his disrespect of the commander-in-chief, which he certainly should appreciate as a former member of the 82nd Airborne and being a governor of the state in the office of president. I mean, yeah, you can have your political differences, but, you know, let's clean it up a little bit, Gov. Keep it classy, Gov.
Yeah, I lambasted him, so that's, I mean, I'm old enough to do that. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to tell you is that I'm voting for Ed Hale. I've known Ed, and he's a businessman, but the one thing that I really like about him is that he likes and loves Baltimore, just like Mayor Schaefer. I mean, he's a businessman, and I know him through the years. You know, I had a tavern down here, whatever. But, I mean, why not give, here's my thing, why not give the guy a chance? And I said, what the hell? You know, I mean.
Really?
That might be his, his campaign slogan.
Well, I would like to know somewhere at where I can get a sign and put it in my window, because I'm voting for him.
Well, they don't even have a campaign manager yet. They're still formulating a campaign staff, so they're just in the early stages of this, the infancy of his campaign. So I'm sure Ed listens on a regular basis, and as soon as I'm sure he gets a campaign manager and some signage, he'll let us know. All right, Robin, thanks again for the call. Appreciate that. Let's take another call from Jeff in Pasadena.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. I want to give a shout-out to Barbara and Beverly. The ghetto comment, yeah, you can say it's inappropriate, but a few years ago, wasn't Joe Biden talking about Wes Moore and used the word boy?
Yeah, he's had a history of doing that. He called Obama clean and articulate.
Yep.
So, 7-Eleven, you can't walk into a 7-Eleven without an Indian cashier. Joe Biden is stone cold racist. I mean, this is a guy.
Much outrage over that, and I don't think Joe Biden apologized to Wes Moore for calling him.
Yeah. No.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Jeff, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
And the problem is, we have to acknowledge that there is a double standard when it comes to this kind of thing. And the double standard is going to weigh more heavily on conservatives. Because the Democrats have spent generations saying Republicans are racists. And you have to get through that somehow and get past it. And you do that by avoiding, frankly, unforced errors like this. There are other ways of characterizing them that would have been much more elegant and much more on point. And why, I mean, why give your opponent an opportunity to hit you in the stomach? That's all. I mean, that's all that this was. Here, punch me in the face. I won't hit back. And that's basically what the Freedom Caucus
says. Well, there was a Democrat yesterday threatening to punch Republicans in the face. We'll
share
who that is coming up later on the show.
Jasmine Crockett busy again, huh?
No, not Jazzy. Although she is upset she's losing her seat.
Oh, yeah. And if you've seen her seat.
Her congressional seat,
okay,
Chuck.
Thank you very much. It's a 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Everything's running okay through Annapolis. We're looking at Ritchie Highway, now the Severn River Bridge, for those of you inclined to say it that way.
The Severn River Bridge?
Yeah. Yeah, look at it. S-E-V-E-R-N.
Uh-huh.
You tell me, Vern. What's that say?
Okay.
How about the Severn Bridge?
Yes. That's right, of the Riviera Beach and Tosin.
Tosin.
Of pronunciating.
That's what you get from them other people. I give it to you the right way, don't it, boy? Them other folk don't know anything because they ain't here. That's why. The Bay Bridge right here at Stevensville. Good. Three lanes west, two lanes east. Very nice. Sun's out. No fog in that area. Capitol Beltway is still the problem. The wreck now in two of the right lanes. Outer Loop, George Washington Parkway. That's just south of the American Legion Bridge. As you cross over the Potomac, half an hour delay at least with the backup going back on 495, going back to the ramp area at I-270, and may eventually be backed up to around the Georgia Avenue ramp.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're going to have some sunshine today and about 85. Pretty much the same for most of the rest of the weekend. Maybe a chance of shower or storm on Sunday afternoon. And it will be decidedly cooler next week. So it doesn't mean look like we're going to get the dog days at least next week. Maybe it'll come back with a vengeance.
Sunny cat days.
Yeah, exactly. Sunny in 68 in Stevensville and at 63 under sunny skies in Parkfield. Time to head to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bob Johnson.
Oh, gee, I got this gas.
Nobody's taking this changing of the Cracker Barrel logo harder than Chuck Whitaker, who's an honorary member. He's an honorary cracker at the Cracker Barrel. Along with the an honorary fountain member, Golden Corral. But
I have two of their rocking chairs.
Exactly. Now, of course, they might want to rechange it to Woker Barrel.
Not only have we dropped the image of the barrel and the cracker from our logo, now we're changing our name. Welcome to Woker Barrel. We've added plenty of new vegan menu options. But don't worry, we still serve eggs, fresh from the finest birthing chickens. Plus, Woker Barrel has updated our decor with lots of images of Che Guevara and plenty of Obama Hope posters. And our restroom signs have changed from men and women to they and them. Best of all, our servers have gender-neutral names like Pat or Alex or Sandy. And they always ask if you'd like a side order of fake outrage. So come on down for some Southern hospitality and some Northern DEI initiatives. Woker Barrel, we're toast.
We'll see if they relent or not. They're getting hammered.
Online. They're going to have to do something. Yep. Stocks are down. Everything's down.
Yeah, it went down 10%, I thought, yesterday.
They should change it to your turn in the barrel.
Yeah, exactly. Double barrel. Heinz Canada announcing a line of mayo-style sauces, including a pickle-flavored mayo.
No.
It just saves you an extra step if you like pickles and mayonnaise on your sandwich.
No.
Here's one for you, Chuck. Disney World's new Pirates of the Caribbean Tavern is opening soon.
Oh, now we go for that.
No. Reservations are quickly filling up.
With tavern at the end is a good bet for Chuck.
That's it. I don't care about the ride.
Well, that's where the ride starts. You know, they're calling it the Beak and Barrel. Will open next Friday at Magic Kingdom Park.
Cool.
Yeah. The Beak and Barrel.
Not to see if I can get in there.
Get that parrot on your shoulder and get going, fella.
Well, the best part about going to any state fair is trying the unique foods. Minnesota State Fair kicks off tomorrow. And if you visit this year, you can literally try soft serve beer ice cream. The soft serve is non-dairy, made of 100% Prize Brewing's Royal Raspberry Beer. It's a tart American fruit, Berliner Weiss. It was created by Charlie Burroughs of the Public House in parts of Minnesota. So, soft serve beer ice cream?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll try it. See what it tastes like.
I might give it a lick.
Yeah. Log it. I want that for the future.
Yeah, I just want that one phrase.
I just want that single one. Yeah,
I don't want for this conversation. I just want Chuck saying,
exactly.
I might give it a lick.
Let me give you a couple more if you want to start blogging. So.
The potential for use of that is just endless.
Yes, it is.
You know, I had a day off yesterday. I had time to think. What do I need to do now?
I think with AI, we could have a field day.
I asked the dentist yesterday when we left Orlando. I said, you have any nitrous oxide I can take with me?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just a little sniff on the way home, you know, kind of controls things on the turnpike.
Yes.
Potato wedges are back at KFC, and they're also being joined by the return of hot and spicy wings and the $3.99 chicken special. And Pizza Hut, they've introduced the new Crafted Flats personal pizzas. These are small flatbread pizzas that are handcrafted, and you get Nashville hot chicken bacon ranch, the ultimate three cheese and pepperoni duo, available at participating Pizza Huts. Just in time for football season. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, it's not bad. Right. They have a good flatbread bread pizza at Disney at the town hall.
What do they run? What do they charge you for that?
$13, I think.
That's not too bad.
No.
Yeah. I've seen some of them in New York, you can get a flatbread for like $20.
I mean, this one's about the size of a small football, like a rectangle, but it's $13, but it's good.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. You are aware, Chuck, that footballs are not rectangular. just
no. You almost made me say no what. You know, I caught myself before I said that. No kidding.
You know, you take a day off, you get a little rusty in that day.
No, I understand. I have to be retrained.
Exactly.
By the time I do it, Saturday.
You've got to sharpen mentally again.
What? You mean it takes a brain to do this?
Exactly. We'll see you in a couple. It's muscle memory.
Okay, I'll be here.
6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come, MS-13 man may be released today. The Democrats, boy, they are bleeding out right before our very eyes. We'll take a look at that and much, much more. At the top of the hour, AG Pam Bondi bragging about the D.C. crime crackdown, and the numbers are pretty staggering so far. Right now, I'll tell you about our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. If you're looking to have sustainable energy, regulate blood pressure, have something that gets heart healthy, it's an all-natural supplement with no side effects. Tired of reaching for that caffeine or those energy drinks throughout the day because you just start crashing. That's the reason why you crash. You get this artificial stimulation of your sympathetic nervous system, and then when that wears off, boom, down you come. Well, if you have cellular fuel, and that's exactly what Orosine is, Rescue Orosine, it's fuel for your cells. It's at the cellular level, the adenosine triphosphate, and this has been formulated by a cardiologist, and you'll be able to sustain that energy throughout the day. You won't have that crash that caused you to grab that other energy drink. So buy one, get one free today. 1-800-26-ALIVE. Use the coupon code FUEL, F-U-E-L, or you can order online at res-q.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions. LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up after 7 o'clock this morning, well, there's a problem with the Tesla robot, apparently. We'll talk about that. Gavin Newsom threatens Texas. Oh, that's going to go down well. The plastic hair guy is going to threaten real Texans. And the National Guard in D.C. apparently doing a hell of a job at suppressing crime there. A lesson for people in other major cities to observe and learn from, I think.
It's been pointed out that the president will eventually visit Baltimore. It may not be on Governor Moore's timeline, but on December 13th this year, the Army-Navy game is being played at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. So he'll be in Baltimore for that, I'm sure. Whether he can say it out loud.
Yeah, that's hard.
That might be difficult now that Governor Moore has said, keep our name out of your mouth.
Well, particularly since the governor, as we know, he has sole control over a lot of things. For example, as he asserted last week, he has sole control over the Maryland National Guard. Sole control means he controls it unless somebody else does.
Yeah.
So just to clarify on terms here. 6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Want to find out about the traffic and weather on the threes? Well, Chuck Whitaker says, yeah, I'll give it a lick.
Sure, why? You sprung that one on. I wasn't ready for that. Oh, very nice. How about my other ear?
It was all the way through, Chuck. It's
stop it, you silly son of a bitch. You. Capitol Beltway, going back to normalcy here. The wreck is gone now at the GW Parkway on the Potomac side, the Virginia side of the Potomac Bridge. So now it's going to loosen up. It's going to take a little while because it's still backed up all the way back to 270. So we'll get some traffic on the move once again through there. We'll keep an eye on it. There's a new wreck in Harford County in Bel Air. Local traffic heads up Route 24 and Bel Air South Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Well said.
Oh, boy. There are years of therapy waiting for this man at some point.
No psychiatrist can ever do anything with this.
That's right. You've broken more of them than you care to count.
They're all crying somewhere.
Exactly.
They're locked up.
There's a support group somewhere for therapists for Chuck Whitaker.
No.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. More sunshine today. Highs about 85 or so. And right now we're sunny. 62 in Middle River and 63 in Millersville.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Alicia Johnson is a... she's a Democrat consultant, a strategist, and she was on a panel with Scott Jennings and a couple of others yesterday over at CNN. And she wants us all to know that it's not exactly like the Democrats have no ideas at all.
As someone who does a lot of messaging in the Democratic Party, we do have a messaging issue. But the real thing here is that we have to go to these voters and talk to them about the pain that they are feeling before we bring the policy solution. Because we do have the policy solution. We just have to figure out a better way of listening to our voters. And I think we are in this crisis right now where we are forced to do that. And I do believe that Democrats can come back and gain these voters back.
So what kind of policy solutions do they have? Well, let's take a look at the state of Virginia. There you had the three young boys in a boys' locker room, and you had a genetic female walk in and start to video them. And the boys said, we're pretty damned uncomfortable with this. And guess what? There was punishment handed out to the young boys.
It is time for the insanity to stop. It is time for everyone to recognize what is settled truth. Girls are girls, and boys are boys.
That's Lieutenant Governor Winston Sears, currently running for governor of the state of Virginia, stating something that I never thought would actually be something that had to be reinforced publicly in that particular fashion. But because of the nature of the punishment that was meted out, I guess it does. And this is part of the great message the Democrats want to make sure they can message carefully and pass along to all of us.
Three young boys, have been punished because they were trying to do the noble thing and saying they were not comfortable having to undress in front of girls. This school system has decided they are going to use the parents' own tax money against them and punish these boys. And so now they are branded with a label that no parent wants them to have as boys who have sexually harassed at their young age.
Think about that. These boys are now labeled as sexual harassers. What did they do? They went to the boys' locker room to get changed.
Yeah. They're minding their own business, and a biological female walks in, faking to be a boy for whatever reason.
And pulls out the video camera.
And once the boys say, hey, there's a girl in here. And then she pulls out the camera and starts videotaping, which is an invasion of privacy. It's a violation of Loudoun County Public Schools policy. It's also against the law in the state of Virginia. There was a protester here at that event yesterday. It was a white liberal woman holding up a sign that says, if you let the trans in your bathroom, we'll let blacks at our water fountain.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's getting...
That may be the stupidest thing that I've heard since, well, I don't know, earlier this hour. It really doesn't take them
since
that long.
Since ghetto governor?
Since ghetto governor. Yeah. Wow.
Keep our name out your mouth.
That's amazing. So there you have it. That's the message, apparently, that the Democrats have that they would like to pass along, that it's okay to victimize three young boys at some stage of puberty who say there's no reason to have a girl in our locker room, particularly one who's videoing us. So we're going to get some punishment here. We'll punish the boys and not the girl.
Yeah, except for the Muslim boy that was in the locker room for some reason did not get suspended.
No. So. Maybe it could be that he has a religious objection. Apparently, little Protestant boys are perfectly okay with having girls in the locker room. That must be the assumption that's made there.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. This is just absolutely stupid stuff.
Or maybe the far left wing progressive administrators didn't want to punish him because they have all the Muslims up in in an uproar. It's all right to offend white Christians, but to go after a Muslim child, well, can't do that because that's one of our core constituents.
It is time for the Presbyterians and the Lutherans to get their cover dishes out and go and let the administration know what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely, to say the least. By the way, today's the day that MS-13 man Kilmar Albrego Garcia might be released from jail. And we're being told that he's going to be delivered to Maryland by a private security firm that was hired by the judge in this case. So she doesn't want him taken in Tennessee. They're going to escort him from the jail to Maryland. And I don't know where he's going to be freed, but I'm sure ICE will be following close behind. And as soon as he's released in the state of Maryland, ICE is going to swoop him up and deport him again.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's willing to stand trial. Look, if you're in the country illegally and there's a order to deport, boom, out you go. Of course, the Baltimore Banner reports it as such. He wasn't authorized to stay. Okay, that's called being in the country illegally.
Yes.
Hello.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Top Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It's another legal victory for President Trump. An appeals court tossing out a massive civil fraud penalty against Mr. Trump in New York.
Donald Trump will not have to pay more than $515 million in penalties, even though an appeals court upheld a judge's finding that he engaged in fraud. The five-judge panel said the monetary penalty was excessive. The president, who had argued the case was politically motivated, declared victory after learning the news. However, the court upheld other punishments, including banning the president and his two eldest sons from serving in corporate leadership for a few years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There will be a special election in several months in California. Voters will decide the fate of a congressional redistricting plan designed to give Democrats five more House seats. Hurricane Aaron continues to generate tropical storm force winds, very heavy surf from the coastal mid-Atlantic north into southern New England. Now, that's not keeping some people from going into the water.
I could barely sleep because I was thinking about, one, how much fun I was going to have, and two, like, this is the biggest swell in 30 years, so I didn't know what to expect, you know, double overhead, like, you know, these could be the waves that get you, like, in a magazine, you know?
Or they could get you into very big trouble. That's why authorities have pleaded with people to stay out of the ocean. Aaron is now a Cat 1 storm, slowly moving away from the East Coast. Israel rejects the UN's declaration of famine in Gaza, a declaration that places the blame on Israel. The Israeli Foreign Ministry says Hamas propaganda is at the root of that famine declaration. Stock futures higher this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up 148 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 43, the S&P futures 15 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everybody is keeping an eye on the Fed and how an interest rate cut might affect gold prices. Gold has been hovering at around $3,400 an ounce for the last 2 months and is poised for dramatic growth with the next interest rate cut. When rates go down, returns on bonds follow, and that's why gold continues to be the safe haven asset of choice for smart investors. Are you protected? Don't wait until it's too late to profit from the back and forth from the Fed on interest rates. Right now, if you have a qualified IRA or 401k, you could receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you open your retirement account with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now or visit AdvantageGold.com and get your free gold IRA guide and find out how much bonus gold you qualify for. Call 800-900-8000 to qualify for your free $10,000 precious metals bonus when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning at 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
So far, so good at both the tunnels. Looking just fine. No backup right now. 895 is clear after Eastern Avenue. 95 looks good into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Even the Beltway early. The lanes are open at Hartford Road. The interloop at Green Spring coming down the west side. JFX, you're fine from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. The one wreck is there in Harford County, Route 24 at Bel Air South Parkway, but it looks like there is room to get by. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Starting off drier for your Friday morning, temperatures in the 60s. We'll see more sunshine today and temperatures that will warm back up, looking back into the low to mid 80s. Keeping the sun around for most of the weekend and temps in the mid 80s, cooler next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right up, Bel Air 60 degrees, Ellicott City has 63 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. State police have arrested an Anne Arundel County man for impaired driving after a crashing into a trooper who was conducting a traffic stop. Incident happened overnight Thursday on the Capitol Beltway near Route 1. Damian Heyman of Fort Meade charged with DUI, reckless driving, and other traffic-related charges. Investigators say Heyman or Hammond ran into a state police vehicle that was stopped on the roadside and started a chain reaction crash that pinned a trooper between two vehicles. The trooper was treated at the hospital and released, but Hammond was treated at the hospital and taken into custody. The crash investigation is active and ongoing. Ocean City feeling the effects of Hurricane Erin. The resort town has been hit by powerful winds and big waves. As a result of the storm, the ocean remains off limits to swimmers until further notice. The inlet parking lot has been closed due to high water levels, and there could be coastal flooding in low-lying areas and downtown. The Maryland Freedom Caucus under fire for calling Westmore a, quote, ghetto governor. On Thursday, Caucus Director Ali Rack posted a message on X showing the governor at the demolition of Pimlico. Rack's post read, ghetto Governor Moore standing in front of a racetrack so unprofitable it has to be bailed out by $400 million of state funds to rebuild. Maryland Democrat Party Chair Stuart Pittman released a statement saying Rack resorted to racist name-calling when she went online to call America's only sitting black governor the ghetto governor. It's 705 on WCBM, pick three, lottery number 248. Your pick 4573. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Hi. It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Sam Basayo and Dylan Beavers made their Major League home debuts last night at Camden Yards, and the Beavers stole the show.
And he crushes a ball deep right field, and for the first time, a big league home run for Beavers. It's a no-doubter.
Adam Amin had the call on Fox Sports, Beaver's first Major League Baseball home run in his first Major League Baseball home at bat. But it wasn't nearly enough as the Astros rock starter Brandon Young for 7 runs in the first 3 innings and smoked the Birds last night. 7-2 was the final. After the game, the Beaver on the experience.
It was awesome being here, and I heard the crowd and going up for my first at bat, so it was awesome. I'm super happy to be here.
Birds had traffic on the bases last night, 9 hits and 3 walks, but manager Mancelino said that's not enough.
You know, I was, you know, happy that I looked up and saw the 8-9 hits, whatever it was, but just couldn't string anything together tonight by any means, and no extra base hits. So a lot of singles, a lot of soft contact. They did a good job tonight.
Birds 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They left 10 on base. Adley Rutschman placed on the injured list yesterday with a left oblique strain. He could be out for the year, thrusting Sam Basayo firmly into the spotlight now behind the plate. Good news from Owings Mills on Lamar yesterday. MRI was negative. Lamar held out of practice but should be good to go come opening night against the Bills, according to head coach John Harbaugh. Ravens close out the preseason tomorrow afternoon at noon against the Commanders. Tour championship in Atlanta. Russell Henley and Scottie Scheffler 1-2 after round one yesterday. Henley at 9-under, Scheffler at 7-under. The two tee off together this morning at 10:44. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland head football coach Mike Locksley plays Who's the Quarterback? And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys.
These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, look at these waves at the inlet in Ocean City. Yeah. As high as the pier. Crazy. All right, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us here on the Morning Drive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up this hour, Gavin Newsom tries Blue MAGA and threatening the Texas GOP with redistricting. We'll tell you what he had to say. But our top story here today is that, well, cracking down on D.C. crime. There's a lot of fruit to reap here. Yes. On the part of AG Pam Bondi and others.
Well, there are still people on the political left who are saying this is completely unnecessary. D.C. is a wonderful, safe city. I go there and I walk around a lot all the time, and I've never had a problem. I don't know exactly where these people are walking around and having a really nice time, because there are neighborhoods in D.C. where going and walking around to have a really nice time means you have security with you and they are well armed. I mean, I'm being very blunt about it. There are neighborhoods you do not want to go into unless you happen to be of that neighborhood and potentially gang associated, because you are at risk otherwise. But among those who believe that it's a perfectly wonderful place to go, there's this guy named Anand Giridharadas. He is a lefty, way lefty. He shows up on all the cable shows, has that shock of white hair, kind of a nice looking guy, but something tells me all the brains were seeped out through with that white hair.
When I go to D.C., I'm not afraid of losing my wallet so much as I'm afraid of losing my vote. I'm not afraid of losing my wallet so much as I'm afraid that my children's freedom to breathe will be stolen in a world where climate change policy is non-existent.
Yeah, clearly, climate change is a much more crucial issue to deal with than having people murdered on a regular basis. I mean, it must be. Because maybe these people who are murdering people are just, they're members of zero population growth and trying to make sure they meet their goals. Come on, man. There's a reasonable way of looking at this, and that is D.C. is indeed a dangerous city. No matter how they cook the books down there, they can't cook them enough to hide how many people get killed down there all the time. So when Donald Trump says, for the next 30 days, we're going to see if we can't bring some of this under our control, he's not doing a bad thing. He's not taking away your rights. He's trying to protect citizens from being damaged by your lack of action.
But you have 38 sexual predators who've been arrested, who've been taken off the street. I mean, by any measurement, D.C., certain neighbors of D.C. are not safe neighborhoods. You know, J.D. Vance is right. I've taken my kids to the Amtrak Union Station, and we have been yelled at by vagrants. We have been yelled at by homeless people who are on drugs. We have actually witnessed people do drugs.
This is Brian Lanza, who's actually involved in the Trump transition. And yeah, you go to Union Station, you can walk in to see somebody shooting up right there. Pretty experience for a great experience for some suburban Gator doesn't know exactly what drug addiction looks like, right? Only the most idiotic could propose that, I suppose. So he says, well, then how do you stop crime? Other than what Donald Trump is doing, how would the Democrats stop crime? Because as far as he knows, there's just one way.
Trump has jurisdiction, the executive has jurisdiction over D.C., and it has the ability to do something. And what it can show effective policy. The way you stop crime is by throwing criminals in jail. It's not by giving them ways out. It's two things. It's what you said. It's what Bill Clinton did. Throw them in jail and offer policies that are alternatives, you know, spending. Right now, the Democrats just want to offer spending programs without throwing these people in jail. Let's throw criminals in jail. If you break the laws are pretty clear. There's consequences for your actions. Clearly, D.C. had not been doing it.
Yeah, we have yet to learn that lesson here. We say here in Baltimore that no, and until you're like 25, your brain doesn't work, so do anything you want, and we'll figure out a way of making sure you get back out on the street by breakfast. I mean, we got to figure out this better than they're figuring it out right now. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And we're doing okay towards Annapolis right now. I-97 southbound at Route 32. No incidents there. No backups right now. And then we're clear, merging on to 50. I just checked in the area between the Severn River Bridge, Oceanic Drive, and the main span. And we're all in good shape. Two east, three west, and everybody's behaving themselves right now, so no incidents there. JFX, you're fine. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Pretty quiet, actually, on the Beltway, considering the early morning backups are normally there right now. They're really not there at this point, though the outer loop at Hartford Road might fill in just a bit. And we've been running okay with no big problems at this point going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, about 85 for the high, pretty much the same for tomorrow. Sunday maybe a passing shower or storm. Sunday afternoon, then it gets cooler next week. It's sunny at 65 in the city, 65 in Arnold. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Winning in a huge victory for President Trump and defeat for Letitia James, New York Appeals Court threw out the over $500 million civil fraud penalty against President Trump. The Marxist New York Attorney General sought $370 million in damages when there was no victim in that fraud case. Remember that?
Yep.
She also sought to ban Trump and his sons from operating any businesses in New York. She accused Trump of inflating his assets, defrauding lenders and insurance companies. They Judge Engoron, another radical lefty, valued Mar-a-Lago at only $18 million. Of course, he's such a real estate expert, both of them. Well, it's probably worth hundreds of millions, if not close to $1 billion. Waterfront mansion from a president. I mean, just incredible. So Judge Engoron ordered Trump to pay more than $355 million fine, and with interest now that grew to over $500 million. Yesterday, the appeals court tossed it out.
And we're having a lot of victories. I had a victory today. You know, they stole $550 million from me with a fake case. And it was overturned. They said this was a fake case. It's a terrible thing. But that's a nice victory, you know. I mean, it's not bad. You know, we all have our limits. But this was a terrible thing they've done. It was a witch hunt. And I've had more witch hunts than any human being, I think, in history. And here we are with the President of the United States. So it didn't work out too well for them. But maybe now it's turned a little bit. These are very dishonest people. We have to fight. We have to win. Because we have to win.
Tish James announced she's going to appeal the appellate court ruling. Of course, she won't stop until she is stopped. She now is being investigated for mortgage fraud. By the way, it was the Eighth Amendment that the court ruled. It was cruel and unusual
cruel
punishment.
And, unusual, yeah.
And they also might the verdict now still stands, but that also has an opportunity to be tossed as well based on the Eighth Amendment. So that would be complete exoneration for the president. Last night, he treated the local police, MPD in D.C., and National Guard to dinner while thanking them for the D.C. crime cleanup.
Is that not the attractive looking group of people? Well, I just want to thank everybody very much for being here. I wanted to do this. We've had some incredible results. The results have come out, and it's like a different place. It's like a different city. It's the capital. It's going to be the best in the world. We're going to do what you're doing with law enforcement, and very importantly also, we're going to physically do it. We're going back to Congress for some money, and we're going to redo a lot of the pavement, a lot of the medians, a lot of the graffiti's all coming off real fast. It's going to come down real fast. We're working with Clark Construction. They're one of the big ones. They're the biggest here.
Yeah, close to 700 arrests have been made. Nearly 40 sexual predators, tons of illegal aliens, illegal guns taken off the streets, people that were one case wanted for murder. I mean, one wonders what the arrests would be without the federal push here, without the federal takeover.
Well, you can simply look at either last month or last year at the same month and compare what's happening in D.C. right now. It's very good news for the residents of D.C. because bad guys and predators are being taken off the streets and away from them and their children.
Dr. Peter Navarro says Tish James belongs behind bars.
Letitia James is another one that belongs in jail. Look, the Democrats, they really overplayed their hand on this because they thought they could take Donald Trump out. They didn't. And in the process, they totally destroyed American people's faith in our Justice Department. And they got him got President Trump a lot of votes because of that.
Alina Haba, the U.S. attorney for Jersey, an Obama judge says she was not lawfully holding the office. Attorney General Pam Bondi is going to appeal that. But Alina Haba says it's not just the Democrats holding up to block her confirmation in the Senate. It's Republicans, too.
I was the nominee to become the U.S. attorney. And Cory Booker and Andy Kim, who I have never to this day spoken to in my life, despite my attempts to meet them, have truly, truly done us a disservice. And frankly, same with Senator Grassley, by holding up a traditional blue slip, not a law, and not allowing a lot of the president's picks to go through and be voted on by Senate. I didn't even get to that point.
Yeah, so part of the Republican rhino establishment still holding up a lot of Trump's nominees. And, of course, no recess appointments. They screwed him on that. Again, I hope he remembers what Johnson and Thune did to him going down the road here. A big win in Texas. President says we're going to pick up 100 more seats if Republicans stop mail-in ballots and rigged machines and redistrict in states where we can. It could be an absolute flood of
even
of
the
seats.
Most conservative numbers would be in the 20 to 25 range.
Right.
If the states that are able to do so, that's presuming they have enough stones to actually do it.
Yeah, we'll get into that here at, after the 7:30 news. U.S. military is prepping for lethal strikes in Mexico, we're being told, as the war on the drug cartels now is going to be waged, much like it was against ISIS. President Trump hopes to wipe them out because they're pouring fentanyl and drugs, illegal guns, and others into our country. Apparently, all 55 million foreigners with U.S. visas are now being reviewed for possible deportable violations because you don't know who's in your country.
Right.
Yeah. President Trump responding to MSNBC, the name change, quote, an attempt to disassociate itself from the garbage that they created and looking to change their name in order to get away from the stench of their fake news product. And finally, he says it is time to release Tina Peters, former county election clerk in Colorado. He says if she is not released, I'm going to take harsh measures. It's about time. Day 215 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Law offices, Michael A. Friedman, there for you 24/7. Should you need them, they're there for serious accidents resulting in serious injury. And again, don't try to do this on your own. I know people do this because they think they don't want to spend the attorney fees, frankly. They think they're going to be able to litigate this on their own, come to a settlement, and they get to keep all the money that's coming towards them. But usually you're not used to dealing with this. The insurance companies, the legal loopholes, the proverbial minefield that awaits you. So, and Michael says, he's gotten so many clients that have called him and said, hey, I messed up. Can you save my claim? And nine times out of ten, he can because you do permanent damage to it. So here's my best advice I can give you. If you are seriously injured in a serious automobile accident, then call Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and the rest of the attorneys at the law firm. They've been doing this for 40 years. They'll help you. They've helped me, my family, WCBM family, and our family of listeners in the Maryland and in Pennsylvania, in the whole Mid-Atlantic region, frankly. Just call 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or online, maflaw.com.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Hi, it's Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show. Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning at 723 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Friday morning. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a minor accident. At one point, I think it was in the roadway, but now it's on the ramp from the outer loop, the ramp that would take you west onto Interstate 70, well off to the right side. No impact. There's no backup on the beltway, but a trooper is there. So just a word of caution, if you're getting off to head west onto I-70, there is room to get around it. The rest of the beltway, including the inner loop at Green Spring, the Parkville side, and Hartford Road, all the lanes are open. Good pace right now. Just some moderate to heavy traffic. And at last check, going into both the Harvard tunnels, I'm changing the camera right now. Looks like everything's open at the Eastern Avenue ramp. No backups there. And 95 at the Fort McHenry tunnel. All four lanes are open, and we're good to go. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a nine-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a sunny day today. 85 for the high, pretty much the same for Saturday. And then maybe Sunday, maybe a passing storm on Sunday. Turns a little bit cooler next week. Right now, we're sunny and 69 in Stevensville, and it is 67, still with a coastal flood warning in Ocean City. You see some of those waves down there. It's still rough surf, so be very careful. That is for sure.
Again, there are continuing problems in D.C. that are being solved by this administration. Think about it. Just the number of child predators they've taken off the street in the last, it's only 10 days in, I believe, 10 or 11 days in, is a number that's convincing enough to say, well, they've already done a hell of a job. I think it's 38, if I recall the number correctly, they've taken off in 10 or 11 days. That's a child predator if you're in D.C. that's not going to be going after your kid.
What's happening here in Washington, D.C. is just a stunt. Donald Trump didn't like the fact that the walls were closing in on him. And so true to form, he just decided to create a new news cycle.
This is nothing but a big dogging pony show to make people look like everything is so bad in these big black cities.
Plain and simple. Donald Trump wants to distract.
No, Chucky, he doesn't want to distract. He wants to focus on a problem that's on your front step. Now, of course, you know, Chuck Schumer, you could say, well, I go wandering around all the time. I get up early in the morning. Yeah, he has security that goes with him, folks. So when you hear people like Chuck Schumer say, oh, I walk around D.C., it's perfectly safe. No, it's not. Mark Wayne Mullen has a much more, I think, clear idea of what the hell's going on. He says when he is in D.C., he does not wear his seatbelt. Because he's concerned that at a stoplight, he's going to get carjacked. And he wants to be able to bail from his car at a moment's notice should that happen. That's a much more realistic look at what real people actually go through in D.C. The Chuck Schumer, you know, of roses and flowers and cotton candy kind of nonsense should be offensive to every single one of us. Pam Bondi says, it's not now, but it will be. D.C. will be safe.
This is all done, of course, at the directive of Donald Trump. He's making our world safe, and he's certainly going to make our capital the safest place in the country. To put it in perspective, Washington, D.C. had the fourth highest homicide rate in the country, right here in the Capitol. Six times higher than New York City, higher than Chicago, higher than other major cities, and it had to stop.
Think about that. Homicide rate, six times higher than New York City. That's Pam Bondi. And they're not at this alone, by the way, folks. It's not like they came in and said, all right, all you locals here, you sit on the side. We'll take care of things. They came in and said, let us work with you hand in hand. Tell us, help us figure out what's the best way to attack the crime in your city.
We have been working hand in hand with our great men and women in the Metro Police Department, the Transit Authority. We've brought in the Park Police, the National Guard, all of the agencies that fall under me, the FBI, Kash Patel's doing a great job, DEA, ATF, U.S. Marshals, and but for the T-shirts they were wearing, you could not tell who was with what agency. The stories they tell every night about keeping D.C. safe, they've taken 59 guns off the streets right here.
All right. And the number continues. The number of guns taken off, the number of child predators taken off, the number of criminals taken off the streets. One of the things that's perspective, I guess, is you got to take a step back and say, you mean there were that many on the streets to start with? Between that, we say, wow, that's a lot. You've done a great job. But hold on a minute. You mean that there were that many on the streets to begin with?
You
in the nation's capital?
Hey, all we see is U.S. Marshals and National Guard standing around. They're not doing anything. Hello, that's called a deterrence.
Yeah.
You know, they're
yeah.
there to deter. Their physical presence deters acts of crime. It's like when you see a state trooper in the median of the highway.
Yes.
What happens? People slow down.
Yeah.
He's not pulling anybody over. Just the sight of that state trooper's patrol car is enough to make people slow down. It's the same concept for having law enforcement agents in our streets.
Absolutely right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Think about it. You know, when you're driving down the street, driving on the highway, and you see that trooper, he has somebody pulled over on the side, and then everybody slams their brakes on, right? Like, folks, unless you are dangling a severed head out the window of your vehicle, he's busy doing something right now. Just don't slam on your brakes. You're going to get rear-ended by somebody else.
I'm just talking about not even pulling somebody over, just when they sit in the median.
That's right.
They sit in the median, it's enough to deter people from crime. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook or Rumble pages. You can check it out each and every day. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, California Governor Newsom threatening the Texas GOP over redistricting. We'll tell you the latest on that. And he also has discovered his inner blue MAGA. That coming up. Ed Hale, of course, more on his press conference the other day. Coming up at the top of the hour, we hear his opinions on Lockdown Larry and on President Trump. 7:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Good morning, folks. The Maryland Freedom Caucus under fire for calling Westmore a, quote, ghetto governor. On Thursday, Caucus Director Ali Rack posted a message on X showing the governor at the demolition of Pimlico. Rack's post read, ghetto Governor Moore standing in front of a racetrack so unprofitable that it had to be bailed out by $400 million of state funds to rebuild. Maryland Democrat Party Chair Stuart Pittman released a statement saying Rack resorted to racist name-calling when she went online to call America's only sitting black governor a ghetto governor. Pittman says it's disgusting and unacceptable. He says Trump's attacks on diversity, equity, and inclusion have emboldened people to use racist language without fear of consequence, and hateful speech, he says, must be condemned. City police investigating a shooting in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 1800 block of Washington Boulevard at around 7:30 Thursday night, where they found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was taken to a hospital. He is listed in stable condition. So far, no word on a suspect. Anyone with information as to please call police. Baltimore police have released a surveillance video of two suspects wanted in connection with the July 27 shooting in Federal Hill. A 39-year-old bystander seriously injured by gunfire during the shooting in the 1000 block of South Charles. Anyone who can identify the persons shown in the video is asked to please call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. There is a reward of $4,000 for tips that lead to charges and arrests. And a man convicted in a 2023 double murder in Baltimore's Lakeland neighborhood has been sentenced to two consecutive life terms in prison. A jury found Tyrone Payne guilty of two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Deshaun Smith and Deshaun Waters on Hollins Ferry Road. Co-defendant Vincent Harris found guilty in July. He is scheduled to be sentenced on October 7th. 7:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability hostility experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 248, your pick 4, 4573, and now traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The mid-morning construction, of course, underway now, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. They work during the rush hour. They like to do it differently, so they block a lane. We have about a little more than a half mile back up and slowing northbound on 95, exit 76, Harford County. Minor wreck on the ramps, attracting a little attention here, outer loop ramp to go west onto I-7. That's a two-lane ramp. The state police and the other vehicles safely off to the right side. They're beyond the white line. No impact right now for the Beltway, and the ramp traffic is getting through. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off drier for your Friday morning, temperatures in the 60s. We'll see more sunshine today and temperatures that will warm back up, looking back into the low to mid 80s. Keeping the sun around for most of the weekend and temps in the mid 80s, cooler next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds came home last night hoping 26-year-old rookie right-hander Brandon Young could tame the Astros for the second time in a week, but Houston's bats roared early and often. And already, indeed, it was. Adam Amin had the call on the Fox Sports National broadcast. 6 days after being perfect for 7 2/3, Brandon Young gave up 7 runs in the first 3 innings as the Astros pound the Orioles. 7-2 was the final, despite the first career home run from Dylan Beavers. Injury news for the Birds. Adley Rutschman put on the IL with another oblique strain. He could be out for the year, putting Sam Basayo behind the plate, and Jordan Westberg is still day-to-day with that ankle. Jeremiah Jackson moved over to third base last night for Baltimore. Elsewhere in baseball, Yankees and Red Sox opened up a big four-game set last night in New York.
Top of the order, and Anthony.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Anthony's two-run blast gave the Red Sox a 4-3 lead on their way to a 6-3 win, despite Boston going 3-for-19 with runners in scoring position. Ravens news, good on Lamar. MRI negative, held out yesterday. Head coach John Harbaugh says all will be well. Meanwhile, the team with a walkthrough today before tomorrow's preseason finale against the Commanders. Harbaugh asked post-practice yesterday as cut-down day approaches on Tuesday, how much to weigh practice versus the games.
Yeah. I think it's a kind of a combination of both. You factor in both. I mean, the body of work and practice is important because there's so much of it, and it does give you a real good foundation. And I think the games are kind of like the front porch in the yard. I mean, the games are the final piece. You know,
8 days now till Maryland football opens its 2025 campaign at CQ Stadium in College Park. Head coach Mike Loxley did the annual roundabout with Washington Post reporter Gene Wang last week. Wang asking the coach who the starter at quarterback will be versus FAU. Loxley answered as usual like this.
As we've done this dance before, Gene, you and I, we will know who our quarterback is on Sunday before we start preparation for game one. We will know. You will know when we walk out and the guy that takes the first snap.
Same question, same answer every year. The battle is between UCLA transfer Justin Martin and freshman Malik Washington out of Archbishop Spalding. And finally, the PGA Tour Championship got underway yesterday at East Lake in Atlanta. Russell Henley, 7 birdies and 9 under, 2 ahead of Scottie Scheffler. This all coming while news from the PGA that Commissioner Brian Rolapp is putting together a committee of 9 members seeking to improve the competitive model on the tour. The commission will be headed by Tiger Woods and will be joined by other players, Patrick Cantlay and Maverick McNealy. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the MLS Now making an exception.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So this is an interesting situation. I don't know if you guys saw this story. MLS, Major League Soccer, bans any political type messaging in their stadium. However, now that the Columbus Crew in Ohio have signed a player, his name is Wessam Abu Ali. He's a Palestinian. The MLS is making an exception. They will allow Palestinian flags to be waved at home games for the Columbus Crew, citing nationalism, you know, national pride over the player.
Right.
However, Palestinian flags are not allowed in any other stadium across the league. So
I don't know how the league makes an exception for one and not for others.
Well, I don't know either.
Would they allow, if it was a Jewish athlete, would they allow Israeli flags?
I'm thinking yes is the answer. Okay. But I'm also thinking that if a team didn't have an Israeli player on its roster, that an Israeli flag wouldn't be allowed. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know. Although, how many times have we seen players from South America, Latin America, you know, they're waving the Brazilian flags the Argentinian flags. So I don't know. Like, what is the litmus line here where it's political or it's not political?
Right. Well, seems like this was a political decision.
It does.
On the part of the MLS.
Yeah, I would start with the basic being you actually have to have a real nation in order to have a flag.
That's one thing to consider.
Rather than having a protest movement or a rebellious movement. Because otherwise, let's say you have somebody from Eritrea. You're going to have the Eritrean flag being flown.
Right.
You know, it's not, that's not an actual country.
I can almost guarantee you with all these riots, and let's not call them riots, demonstrations that are taking place across the country for pro-Palestinian. People who are pro-Palestine will buy tickets to Columbus Crew games now specifically for the purpose of raising that Palestinian flag.
Could turn into one large Palestinian rally. Yeah, very good. Gary, thanks so much. 7:39, this just then, this breaking news, Catherine Herridge has posted on X this morning, developing. She's reporting, I understand that FBI Director Kash Patel has reopened a high-profile national security case involving former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Wow.
That was shut down by the Biden administration. I am told FBI raids are being conducted as we speak and involves government records. The FBI is declining to comment. A source familiar with the matter said it is a national security investigation involving classified documents and potential leaks. So that will keep you abreast. That that's a major breaking story from Catherine Herridge, who, by the way, is one of the best reporters, investigative journalists I've ever known. And she is impeccably sourced. And so, you know, she's got it on good sourcing that it looks like there's some kind of raid or an investigation into former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Texas has successfully yesterday passed their redistricting, and as part of that, they could gain up to 5 seats. One of those seats that has been drawn out of existence is Jazzy Crockett's. So in 26, she won't be running for her seat again because it's gone. And that's good news. Another thing they did is they put two Democrats, Lyle Doggett, and I can't remember the name of the other Democrat, but they paired them against each other, so they're going to be losing one there.
Another two,
Again, and this is as a result, remember, of what many Democrat states have done. There are at least 8 states with zero Republican seats, even though Republicans vote 30-40% of the population are in that representation of those states. So Democrats have been up to this for years, to the gerrymandering, the redistricting. California Governor Gavin Newsom now has to take this to the people. The California Supreme Court ruled this week that he can put this law before the voters of California to redistrict even more, taking the 9 Republican seats down to 4. To try to negate what Texas is doing, and he got really ticked off at Texas yesterday.
This is radical rigging of a midterm election. Radical rigging of an election. Destroying, vandalizing this democracy the rule of law. So I'm sorry. I know some people's sensibilities. I respect and appreciate that. But right now, with all due respect, we're walking down a damn different path. We're fighting fire with fire, and we're going to punch these sons of bitches in the mouth.
Yeah, wow.
There it is.
Okay.
Again, earlier we have Governor Tex Moore saying to Donald Trump, keep Baltimore out of your mouth. And now Gavin Newsom wants to punch us in the mouth for doing this very same thing that Democrats have been doing to America for years.
Plus, there's a bit of ironic humor here, unintentionally. He says this is basically horrible, unethical, immoral. It should never be done. So we're going to do it, too.
Yeah.
Really?
By the way,
okay, got
the state of Missouri is now in. Missouri Republicans now have launching their redistricting efforts in that state. So
Democrats come out on the short end of this one, Sean.
Yep, I agree with you.
Yep. 743, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Right now, it's Chuck Whitaker.
And we're brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, 95 North. Slowing, construction underway, blocking at least the lane, northbound at Route 24, 76-mile marker, 95 northbound. There was a minor wreck in that backup. I think they have those vehicles now on the shoulder. City police had a new wreck at Bel Air Road at Frankfort Avenue up on the northeast side. Nothing major on the Beltway. Cleared both the tunnels. JFX, you're fine. South of Ruxton Road and through the ramps downtown. Cruise back to 1942 and enjoy a day on the bay aboard Baltimore's best-kept secret, the Liberty Ship John W. Brown, on Saturday, September 13th. Cruise, relax, explore, and history and machinery will come back alive. Ticket sales will end September 6th. You need to do that now. ssjohnwbrown.org. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We got some sunshine today. Highs near 85. Pretty much the same for Saturday. Maybe a chance of showers on Sunday. Right now, sunny 65 in Columbia, 65 in Owings Mills. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. Today, we've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug up for grabs. And our contestant, Mike, is in Fairfield, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Oh, good morning, everyone, and you get to wish me a happy 81st or 85th birthday.
Today is number 85?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, you sound like you're 35,
you're
Mike.
5'8".
Yes, a young 85.
All right. So
good.
Happy birthday. And good news is Chuck is back for it today. Yesterday he was marked absent.
So. No, I was planned to be off. You know that.
Yes, but you were still absent.
Yeah.
It was an excused absence, but it was absence.
Mike, I just want you to know that...
It was an excused absence. What are you, the principal? Get the hell out of here.
Mike, I want you to know that Chuck is back, and his mani-pedi went really well, and his spa day was just the most wonderful thing for him.
I'm going to shave your back, Bruce, when I see this. Oh, my God.
With a weed whacker.
That's an odd threat.
I know. That's why I said it.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Thank you.
I'm going to give you a stripe.
Mike, would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Thank you very much. Oh, I'd like to go last, please.
Okay. All right, very good.
Okay,
here we go.
I'm not shaving your back, Mike. That's okay.
Good luck. Story number one, a high school history teacher in Florida nominated her own student for most likely to become a dictator. All because he dared to hold conservative views, was interested in ROTC in World War II. The teacher allowed classmates to brand the boy a Nazi file for his interest in World War II history. Story two, pop star Kesha embracing herself as an omnisexual. Kesha on her social media says that she's boy crazy, and she calls her sexuality omnisexual, as noting being interested in being dominant and kink. And she's offering to send pictures of her feet.
Uh-huh.
And story three. A biological male Illinois kindergarten teacher who identifies as a female has been granted permission to use the girls' bathroom at her school. The Happy Acres school principal said the bathroom must be cleared of all students before Rebecca Wisner can use the facilities. All right. Story one. Far left teacher now suspended after mocking a student likely to become a dictator for being conservative. Story two, pop star Kesha comes out as an omnisexual. Or story three, a biological male kindergarten teacher can use the female's bathroom. We'll start with Kristen.
Well, I could see a high school teacher saying that, number one, although you'd think it'd be less likely in Florida, but I guess I could see that being true. And I don't even understand number two, so that's probably true. So I guess I'll go with three. I hope that's fake.
Kristen goes for three. Chuck, do you understand number two?
I don't know.
All right.
All I know is I knew an omnisexual. She worked the hotel only on convention weekends.
At the Omni.
I'll go with Kristen. Thank you.
All right, Chuck goes with Kristen. Bruce?
I think story one is true, sadly. I think that if she's, I guess, Kesha, is that her name?
Kesha.
She's offering to send pictures of her feet. She can take a hike, but that's probably a true story. I'm with the crowd. I'm number three. You have to use the girls' bathroom to take your Wisner. I think that's fine.
All right, Mike in Fairfield, Pennsylvania, what are you thinking?
Oh, I'm going to go with the group. I'm going to make it unanimous. Number three.
All right, Mike goes with the group on number three, and it's a good choice because number three is our fake news story of the day.
All right.
So congratulations, Mike. We'll put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize, and thanks for playing the game. And everybody goes home a winner on the last day of the week.
Last day you were here for a bit.
Chuck improves his percentages.
Yeah. You know, he's a closer third.
At least I like you, Bruce. I liked it better when you were on Painter's Mill Road. Why don't you go the hell back out there?
There's a BJ's there now.
That's where you belong. Don't take that literally, but it's all right.
Oh, I'm not saying a thing. There's so many ways I can get in trouble by saying anything right now. Yeah.
I'm just going to sit back and watch. And
no, yeah, this
to see
fun.
How this thing kind of plays out.
Yeah, it's played.
I do have my hand on the dump button just in case.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, there was not on the dump button. There was actually on the dumb button, Chuck.
Oh, the dumb button. Yeah, yes. That's for me. I can't help it.
Right.
We've lost control.
Yes, we have. All right, Chuck. See you at 6 o'clock this morning. We'll see you in a couple. Coming up on 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. You know, the president has been concerned about the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
He put out a list of things that are concerning him about displays and exhibits at the Smithsonian. Here's just one example. The National Museum of African American History and Culture debuted a series to educate people on a society that privileges white people and whiteness, defining so-called white dominant culture as ways white people and their traditions, attitudes, and ways of life have been normalized over time, and portraying the nuclear family, the work ethic, and intellect as white qualities rooted in racism. The campaign featured content from hardcore woke activist Ibram X. Kendi as part of the Smithsonian exhibit. So how about that? The nuclear family, that means mom and dad with children, the work ethic and the intellect are all white qualities rooted as racism. I think that's a racist statement in and of itself.
Yeah.
To think that black and brown families can't be nuclear, don't have a work ethic, and don't have intellect?
Yeah, that's incredibly racist.
It is incredibly racist. No wonder. Got to shut the whole thing down and start from scratch all over again. 7:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I want to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements. And, of course, Rescue Orsine is the supplement du jour. And you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code FUEL, F-U-E-L. What is Rescue Orsine? Well, it is a combination natural supplement, a nutraceutical developed by cardiologist Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro, which is going to be fuel at the cellular level so you get sustainable energy all day, throughout the day. And, yeah, exactly. And you want to make sure that you're not using the caffeine, the energy drinks, which are artificial, which stimulate and then cause that crash, you know, the fatigue. You know, when you bottom out. So that sustainable energy is also important. Plus, you get it helps to regulate your blood pressure as well. And right now, you can buy one, get one free of Rescue Orsine. And again, it keeps your cells healthy. It helps to repair and maintain your cellular health. It is a wonderful product. And that includes your heart cells, your skin cells, your brain cells, all of the above. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code FUEL at 1-800-26-ALIVE or at res-q.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
7:53 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, here's a heads up beginning tonight. Concrete work begins tonight, 8 o'clock till 5 a.m. Monday, 795 northbound. And you know it'll probably be one lane between the Beltway and Owings Mills Boulevard. So factor that in, 8 o'clock tonight, weather permitting, should be all right until 5 a.m. Monday morning. So heads up for that. State Highway guys will be doing some concrete repair through that area. Beltway west side looks good right here as the traffic's traveling through at 795 and down through the ramps at I-70. The one wreck that was still there just on the shoulder on the outer loop right at the ramp at I-70. The Parkville side is clear and the inner loop, you're looking great right here at Greenspring Avenue headed over towards the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, 85, pretty much the same for tomorrow, and then maybe a passing shower or storm on Sunday. It'll be cooler next week. We still have some issues down the ocean, hon. It is, again, rough surf. Still the presence of rip currents and rip tides and probably with us at least another day or two. Coastal flood warning is in effect in Ocean City right now, 68. Again, it's just those waves are just humongous. And 65 right now, sunny in Reisterstown.
Is it going to clear by the time you get there?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I mean, you know, again, we'll see if the beaches are open. By the time we get down there Saturday, it'll be, I think, 3 or 4 o'clock. Sunday looks to be our first beach day, so hopefully.
Yeah, because then I will not see you next week. You will not see me the week after that.
But I'll hear you.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, because yeah. We get WCBM all the way down on the beach.
Down the ocean.
Down the ocean, right. We do.
This is rather odd, folks. This is from, apparently it's from Germany. The guy speaks very good English. I saw this visual. The guy walks into a Tesla display. And they have these Tesla robots that they're still playing with. He walks over to the robot and smashes a pie in its face. Seriously. Seriously. This is what he has to say.
I just threw a pie into the face of a Tesla robot because these ridiculous, shiny gimmicks will not distract from the fact that Tesla is destroying our livelihoods. The tech giant is spearheaded by the Hitler salute fascist Elon Musk. He can buy out parties and is actively trying to bring Nazis back to power in Germany. 80 years ago, we had Nazi military industry, and now it's mega corporations like Tesla.
Okay, so you got to scratch your head and think, so the rational solution to that is to put a pie into the robot's face? You got to wonder what the robot's thinking.
Hot damn, that pie's good.
Yeah, I figure that's probably the case, exactly. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. So a little oddity for the day. If you happen to see a Tesla robot this weekend, remember they like cherry pie. Just as an, you know, just an observation. Now, it's also good to know that politicians, once they leave office, but they want to stay in the public eye in some fashion, can find legitimate work. For example, Kamala Harris, although she's still kind of enjoying getting out and saying absolutely nothing over and over and over again, she has found work that will give her the opportunity to be clear and concise no matter what kind of question you ask her.
Do you like your Amazon Echo, but wish its answers were more confusing? Introducing Amazon Echo, Com Alexa Edition. This great new device will just give you a long, rambling answer to anything you ask.
Com Alexa, what's the weather like today?
Weather is big. Weather is exciting. And did you know that files are stored in the cloud? Your files, they're all up there, up in the cloud. In the cloud. So, the climate is changing, and that's bad.
Oh, hey, Com Alexa, what time is it?
The significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. When you think about it, there is a great significance to the passage of time.
Thanks, Com Alexa.
Com Alexa has millions of great answers to your questions. Whether you're wondering about the stock market, traffic in your area, or the Roman Empire, Com Alexa has got you covered. Amazon Echo, Com Alexa Edition, available now.
Isn't that special?
Yeah, it is. Now, so yesterday I learned that Kamala Harris is launching a national book tour.
Oh, good.
And the way I learned it is I subscribe to the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville.
Right,
Because when we go down there, I like to know what concerts are playing.
Yeah, I like to know how to rhyme.
Forth. Exactly. And so we find out that they have booked the Ryman for Kamala Harris's national, a conversation with Kamala is how it's being billed. And it's just nothing more than her, I guess, reading out of her book or talking about her book or whatever the case may be. So,
or maybe
I immediately unsubscribed from that email. just said, don't care to see it, don't want to hear it. So find somebody else that's interested because it ain't me.
Seriously.
I'm out, as they say.
Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, Talk Radio 680 WCB. Well, Ed Hale, he joined us yesterday. He actually was on with Kim yesterday as well. We'll talk about Ed Hale for governor as a Republican, some of the pushback on that. The MS-13 man, Rodrigo Garcia, what is his current status? You'll hear about this. And, talking about famous or semi-famous people, Ella Emhoff, she's actually Kamala's stepdaughter. She's in the news.
Yeah, and a very sad story about Baltimore County Councilman Todd Crandall.
Yes.
And the video that has now been released, the body cam footage of police officers taking a very drunken and disorderly Crandall out of his office.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is a milestone for the nation's capital city. For the first time in years, a week has gone by without a single murder in Washington. It comes amid President Trump's crackdown on crime in the district, and Mr. Trump says he has other plans for D.C., including a large-scale beautification, repair, and renovation program.
It'll be not so much building, it's cleaning and fixing and redoing and putting brand-new surfaces down on your roads and streets and when people come in from the airport all the way to the Capitol or the White House or any place else, they're going to say, boy, this place is spotless.
Mr. Trump addressing several hundred National Guard members and federal law enforcement officials involved in the crackdown on crime. A judge says former Trump lawyer Alina Habba has been unlawfully serving as U.S. attorney in New Jersey.
Habba's term as the interim U.S. attorney ended on July 26th, but the Trump administration took steps to keep her in the role without getting Senate confirmation. And now, a federal judge says Habba, who once served as Donald Trump's personal defense attorney, has been serving unlawfully as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor. The judge put his order on hold, pending an appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Documenting the consequences of Biden open border policies.
A new report shows the number of people in the U.S. illegally rose to an all-time high of 14 million in 2023. That surpasses the previous record of 12.2 million in 2007. The data is according to the Pew Research Center.
Correspondent Maria Sanchez says the increase, driven in part by an estimated 6 million illegal aliens shielded under Biden policies. The pro-Republican Texas redistricting plan may win state Senate approval today. Meanwhile, California's pro-Democrat blueprint will be decided by the voters in November. Wall Street Dow futures up 126. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's Friday morning at 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, outer loop near Route 29 and near University Boulevard. So that information's just coming in. Looks like the backup already is going back towards New Hampshire Avenue. And then eventually that's going to back up towards 95. That's a new wreck in Montgomery County. The construction is underway northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. And again, a reminder, starting tonight at 8, construction through the weekend on 795 northbound, headed up to Owings Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off drier for your Friday morning, temperatures in the 60s. We'll see more sunshine today and temperatures that will warm back up, looking back into the low to mid 80s. Keeping the sun around for most of the weekend and temps in the mid 80s, cooler next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The temps outside right now are nowhere near as warm as they were earlier on in the week. Right now, Dundalk has 67 degrees. Edgewater has 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It is 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A man convicted in 2023 double murder in Baltimore's Lakeland neighborhood has now been sentenced to two consecutive life terms in prison. A jury found Tyrone Payne guilty of two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Deshaun Smith and Deshaun Waters on Hollins Ferry Road. Co-defendant Vincent Harris was found guilty in July. He is scheduled to be sentenced on October 7th. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says Payne is feeling the full weight of the law and justice, and he hopes that the sentence is a comfort to the victim's family and the Lakeland community. State police have arrested an Anne Arundel County man for impaired driving after the man crashed into a trooper who was conducting a traffic stop. The incident happened overnight Thursday on the Capitol Beltway near Route 1. Damian Hammond of Fort Meade charged with DUI, reckless driving, and other traffic-related charges. Investigators say Hammond ran into a state police vehicle that was stopped on the roadside and started a chain reaction crash that pinned a trooper between two vehicles. The trooper was treated at the hospital and released, and Hammond was treated at the hospital and taken into custody. The crash investigation is active and ongoing. Ocean City feeling the effects of Hurricane Erin. The resort town has been hit by powerful winds, big waves, as a result of the storm. The ocean remains off limits to swimmers until further notice. The inlet parking lot has been closed due to high water levels, and there could be coastal flooding in low-lying areas and downtown. Residents and visitors urged to take precautions and avoid driving through flooded roadways. Coming up on 8:06 on WCBM, pick 3, lottery number 248. Your pick 4573. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable Louisville eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Orioles and Astros game 2 of 4 tonight at Camden Yards. Kate Povich on the hill at 7:05. One night after the Astros took game 1, 7-2 was the final. Despite this, from Orioles rookie Dylan Beavers.
And he launches a ball deep right field, and for the first time, a big league home run for Beavers. It's a no-doubter.
Adam Amin had the call on Fox Sports. Beavers with his first career home run and his first home at-bat, and he reveled in the moment after the game.
It was pretty awesome. I don't know. I kind of blacked out. I was just running. But when I got back in the dugout, it was one of the cooler things I've ever experienced. Best home run I've ever hit, for sure.
Ravens and Commanders tomorrow at noon from Landover. Cutdown day is Tuesday. Players are fighting for jobs. Here's defensive coordinator Zach Orr.
Like this week right here, it's a special week because we understand it's our last time we're going to all be probably together as a 90-man roster. It's a lot of great players, a lot of great men in that locker room.
Couple of UDFAs, that's undrafted free agents, could make the team. Reuben Lowry in the secondary, Jay Higgins at inside linebacker. Governor Wes Moore sparking some interstate controversy yesterday in Baltimore with demolition underway at Pimlico. The governor vowing to make Baltimore the quote-unquote crown jewel of the Triple Crown as the state pours $500 million into rebuilding the historic track and the horse racing industry in general. An ambitious claim given the popularity of the Kentucky Derby, not to mention the Belmont Stakes. And finally, this from Breitbart.com. The first transgender NFL cheerleader has announced that he will not be returning to the Carolina Panthers cheer squad this season. Justine Lindsay, who joined the Top Cats cheer squad in 2022, releasing a statement yesterday explaining that he wants to focus on pageants, community outreach, and going back to school to become a sports reporter. Coming up in 30 minutes, Little League drama in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Reisterstown to Pink Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our local number, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time to call in and contribute, or you can send an email at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. So bear with me here for just a second, a little exercise in local politics. So what do you do when you're governor of the state of Maryland and you've just imposed a $1.6 billion tax increase on Marylanders? What do you do over the 3 years that you've been governor? You've lorded over 500 fee increases, permit increases, toll increases, etc.
Well, if I were that individual, I would brag about how I lowered taxes.
What would you do if you were governor that... You have seen skyrocketing electricity prices and thus prompting an energy crisis with on the verge of rolling blackouts, or with a juvenile crime explosion plaguing your largest city and most of the state. What would you do if businesses in your state started to close, relocate, or lay off employees? Or if you squandered a $5 billion surplus into a $3 billion deficit? What would you do when you hire 5,000 state employees and then realize you don't have the money to pay them?
Well, if I were, again, that governor, I would combine the first two right away, and I would simply have rowdy teenagers tied to a large wheel so they can walk around in circles and generate the electricity we need.
And what would you do if you're pouring our hard-earned tax dollars into boondoggles like the Blueprint for Future, the Red Line, the climate change nonsense, and $400 million into Pimlico Racetrack, into a neighborhood that's dilapidated and run down and only going to be used once a year. You need a distraction.
Yeah.
And that distraction is President Trump.
And so I do want to be very clear. If you are not willing to be part of the solution, keep our names out of your mouth.
Then he slapped him.
Yeah.
Very Will Smith.
Channeling his inner Will Smith. And on four separate occasions, he repeated, just in case people weren't listening at the press conference in Park Heights yesterday, he doesn't want President Trump to say Baltimore, although he'll be in Baltimore in December.
Specifically, Donald Trump, if you are not willing to walk our communities, keep our name out of your mouth.
Well, that'll make a change, walking the community.
Yeah.
Now, the president did walk the community last night in D.C., thanking the law enforcement agents, federal agents, and the National Guard for helping to dramatically reduce
yes.
violent crime, all crime, taking illegal guns, drugs, sexual predators, illegal aliens, murderers, and rapists off the streets. Hey, Governor Tax Moore, President Trump will do the same for you. All you have to do is ask.
Yeah.
He ask.
Has the technique. You have the National Guard.
Right. Instead of poking the bear, that tells me he's running for president in 28. Yeah. Instead of poking the bear, and then he invites him to come for this, these stupid crime walks where, you know, they've got a security detail. No, nobody's going to do anything. What would that accomplish with Mayor Scott and Governor Moore and Ivan Bates and President Trump walking down a block in West Baltimore?
Which mayor was it in recent history who wanted all the grocery stores to close down early because that would dissuade crime? Because after all, crime was happening outside of the grocery stores. That's because that's where people going for food. It's the same kind of idiotic logic we're currently seeing. Maybe there's something in the building there.
You know? And then, of course, the Maryland Freedom Caucus gets in trouble because they referred to him as ghetto governor, which they should not have done. But more on that coming up along, as well as Ed Hale, what he had to say about President Trump and Lockdown Larry in just a moment.
8:13, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the Capitol Beltway is on the outer loop right after University Boulevard. It looks like they may be off to the side now because we did have a backup that went back through New Hampshire Avenue and over towards 95. It's still slow coming up the hill, but it's much better than it was even 10 minutes ago. So we'll keep an eye on that. But it looks like right now we're moving some traffic, at least through that area. Have not seen any major issues so far this morning on the Beltway locally. JFX has been good. And right now, just another recent check, the lanes open south at both the Harbor Tunnels. Construction area in Harford County. They work during the rush hour. Northbound 95 and Route 24. You'll have delays at the 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, 85, pretty much the same for tomorrow, and then maybe a shower on Sunday afternoon. It's going to be cooling down a little bit next week. Right now, sunny, 67 in Middle River, 71 in Stevensville. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, we want to find out which lefty has lost it and whether or not they're ever going to be able to find it again. So let's please head to the circus if we could. And at the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring, because this is a cultural phenomenon that I've been observing that I still don't fully understand. But this young lady, she has the answer that we've been striving to get. So please, as the clown car enters, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a young woman to explain to us why she's wearing one of those nose rings. Those nose rings that, as a Midwest farm boy, remind me of something else entirely. But exactly why? What is the function of wearing a septum ring?
All leftists look the same. Yeah, babe, it's because we want you to know, okay? I put the septum ring on, and I said, everybody is going to be able to identify me as a leftist. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I was out in farm country, you'd put the nose ring on cows, and that way you could identify which one you wanted to lead around by the nose. Maybe the same applies to leftists here in this country. I'm just observing a historical fact. I also think it may be one of the least attractive adornments a woman could possibly have. It's between that and the multiple facial piercings. There's something about that stuff that just weirds me out tremendously. So, ma'am, listen, I'm glad you found your identity in your facial hardware. Let's just keep it there if we could and not pierce anything else. Right now, just get out of here. This is amazing. She's wearing a septum ring, Sean, because she wants people to identify that she is a leftist.
And you're saying septum and not septic.
A septum, the thing through the nose. There.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's...
the nose ring.
The nose ring.
Most people just call it a nose ring.
Well, the leftists who are in the know call it a septum
ring. A septum ring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. Didn't the Earth, Wind, and Fire make a song about that?
Yes.
September.
Septum ring.
Yeah, septum ring.
I'll see you in septum ring.
That's right. John right now is on the Bay Bridge. John, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello, John.
Me and Bruce go back a long way, but he don't remember it.
Oh, I remember clearly, John.
So, two things, real quick. I don't call the Democrats Democrats anymore. I call them all one word, demonic rats with a capital R.
The demon rats, yeah.
Because that fits. That's really true. These folks are way out there. So that's the only term that I can think of that really describes what they're all about.
Do you have a new name for the Republicans?
Do I have a name for Republican?
Yeah.
The best conservatives in the world.
Well, it's not quite as much style to it, but I like it.
Yeah.
John,
since Bruce and John go way back, I can feel the connection right now.
Yes. John, just remember, as I've always said, when you're on the Bay Bridge, don't turn left or right. Okay? Just bear that in mind.
Now one more, if I can. Can
yeah, please.
One more?
One more?
I have a new acronym for MAGA. It's MAGYA, which stands for Make America Great, Y'all.
John, thanks so much.
Straight out of Appalachia. Thanks, John.
Appreciate that. Can't really top that. I don't know how we will try.
Yeah.
Because Marty says, if I were President Trump, I would go on a crime walk in Penn North, a.k.a. Zombieland. I would not give the city time to clean up and show the country the real Baltimore, complete with zombies, trash, and crime. Yeah, because you know. Remember, wasn't it Gavin Newsom that cleaned up San Francisco for the Chinese visitors?
Yeah.
Right?
Got all the homeless off the streets by shipping them somewhere else.
Right. President Trump is trying to clean up D.C. permanently.
Yeah.
Okay, not just because somebody's visiting or whatever the case may be.
There are some great heating rates available in San Francisco. It's just a thought.
Yes.
By the way, this also in the septum ring. I'm sure glad you clarified that. I thought you said rectum ring. Thanks.
That's not even close. All right, it's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Joining us once again, Vinny Steele, your Guaranteed Realty.
Try following that one.
What a lead in.
Yes. We may want to back that up and redo this, starting from the beginning again. Anyway, good morning, Vinny.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. I think you were the first person that told us earlier this year about the changing real estate market that was coming our way. So what is the latest out there?
You know, Sean, we monitor metrics from all over the country, which really helps us predict what's headed our way. If your agent can't articulate what's going on and what's coming our way in the real estate market, they may not be the best person in order to help you get your price within your time frame.
Well, Vinny, in this market, you better have somebody in your corner that understands the real estate market, or you may wind up with one of those homes that sits and sits and sits and eventually gets pulled off the market.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, like we told you guys a couple of weeks ago, delistings are up 47% year over year, which means that sellers may be working off of old data, preventing them from selling in the current market. And you may have a real estate agent out there, because there's a lot of them out there, that are telling consumers what they want to hear just to get their business instead of just providing them with the facts.
Yeah, so look, I know you guys do your homework, so your customers really can end up making good decisions.
Yeah, Sean, you know, that's key. We provide the data, let the customers decide how they like to proceed. You don't want to hire somebody just because they're nice or they're a friend or a relative in this type of market. We've been developing these new programs over this past year in preparation for the market change, and now our customers are getting to benefit.
All right, Vinny, give us some ideas as to how some of these new programs are helping with the market shift.
Bruce, our enhanced home sale platform, which gives our sellers a competitive edge, and our guaranteed price are our most popular right now. If you're thinking about selling, concerned about not getting the price you want or need, we'll guarantee your price up front in writing, and if we can't get it from one of our buyers, we'll pay you the difference. So if you'd like to see how you can benefit from our market shift solution, you call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
All right, Vinny, thanks so much. Always a pleasure. We will talk to you next Friday. You have a great weekend.
All right, guys. We'll see you. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Steve writes in via text, I think the only thing you guys are missing with the boy and the girls in the boys' locker room in Loudoun County Public Schools is that the girl was recording while the phone was in her pocket. So that was basically a setup.
Yeah.
Went in there knowing that could possibly have been maybe that was the whole intent was to.
Yeah, well, let's see if we can burn them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what they did. So that is the latest on that controversy, which we referenced earlier this morning with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears of Virginia.
823 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker who just might give it a lick. Look.
And then maybe not. Don't laugh. Don't chuckle. You know, don't give him any encouragement. You know, he's at the end of his career. What else? Let's just be real. If he's here the same age I am, God bless him. But I don't think maybe even Monday.
Well, he will be here Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because your ass isn't here. That's right. He's got to be here. Sorry. Okay. Okay, folks. Not my fault. The accident on the... Thank you. There goes my right ear. The outer brick on the Capitol Beltway is on the shoulder now. That's the reason it was getting better. Officially reported now by the state police there. Beltway locally looks good. We're looking at you live here at the BW Parkway on the southwest side of the Beltway. It's fantastic from there down towards I-97. Just a reminder, here it is again. I'm going to tell you this probably one more time. Northbound 795 beginning tonight at 8. They're going to do the road repaving and the concrete northbound from the Beltway up to Owings Mills Boulevard all weekend long, wrapping up hopefully on time by 5 a.m. Monday morning. We'll see. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, high of 85, pretty much the same for tomorrow, and Sunday maybe a chance of a shower. So it's sunny in 68 in Ellicott City, 67 in Reisterstown. So Ed Hale, as you know, press conference the other day, called into the show yesterday, was on with Kim yesterday as well, announced he's running next year for governor as a Republican. And Kristen, who was down there at the press conference, was able to ask a question. We'll get to her question here in just a second. But first, the question was asked about President Trump. And, obviously, he's not a Trump guy, but you know, he went on to say that he would certainly work with the president. And here's his response.
I'm pragmatic enough to know if Trump was going to say, oh, I'm going to help Hale. To me, that's detrimental to me, and I don't want to do that. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I become governor, I'm not going to poke at him because I'm running for some other office. That's what's happening with him. You know, everybody knows who Trump is. You know, I knew Trump, just full disclosure, 2005, 2006, I was the chairman of the Miss USA pageant for him at NBC here in Baltimore at the arena and the Hippodrome. And I did that. And I had dinner with him twice. But his wife, his kids, very nice people. He was actually very nice. He is somebody that I believe in this state would be very bad for me to have him affiliate with me and push me, because I think that it would rise up the Democrats to knock me off in a main election. Mm-hmm.
that, I just think that's it would be an issue.
No, that's because there's so many wacko Democrats that are in this state. And then, of course, look, I guarantee you one thing. Ed Hale would not say keep our name out of your mouth. That would probably not happen. So Kristen went down to cover the event at the press conference yesterday, and I know you asked a question, and it was hard to understand because it, you know, you're off mic, but if you could frame your question so we could play his response.
I asked him because there are rumors, you know, floated by the former governor himself, if Larry Hogan would get back in, how would he differentiate himself from Hogan? Because Hogan, I don't know if he really is, but he describes himself as the moderate, you know, businessman. Now, he can't quite just say that as a former governor. So this was Ed Hale's response.
Well, I think my resume speaks for itself. I've built a lot of things, hired a lot of people, and I believe that I can. I think what he did when he ran, when he reduced the toll, I thought, that's brilliant. Look at this. You know, it was really good. But at the same time, when you're poking at Donald Trump, I just think that's not, whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat like Wes Moore, I just don't think it's very smart to do that.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely right about that. Look, there's a lot more to be learned from Ed Hale Sr., and especially when it comes to COVID, what Larry Hogan did during the COVID lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, I would be most interested to see how he would handle that.
Yeah.
But I can't get past, you know, the official statement that came from the Senate Minority Leader yesterday about, you know, we've built a Republican movement in Maryland. There's a Republican movement in Maryland? I just got to get my binoculars out to look for, you know, and they're going to have to really, you know, judge and issue their conservative litmus test for Ed Hale. Again, where was the conservative litmus test for Hogan?
Yeah, right,
supposedly
right,
the head of the party.
So. But what was really interesting is that yesterday on Kim's show, both Steve Hershey and Ed Hale called in. And Steve Hershey basically said he should have been called. Ed Hale should have consulted me first before, because I am a minority leader in the Republican Party. It would have been our courtesy. And Ed Hale came on afterwards and said, well, I did call. I called you. But you didn't return my call. So,
And this is the same nonsense. They waste time. So we are in a dire position. The Republicans have no room to be judgy and all. We don't know if we're going to let you into our clique. No, we are in a dire position. We need a winner. I think that could be Ed Hale.
And, you know, that's one of the things that over and over again, you come back to this. It's like we have this really nice little private club. But before you join our club, we have an initiation. And you go on super secret probation for 6 months.
Well, here's the question. Who do you kiss the ring? Who do you bend the knee to? Is it Hogan? Is it Andy and Nicole Harris? Who do you? Is it Buckle and Hershey? Who do you bend the knee to?
But I don't want a candidate who kisses their anything.
Right.
Well, that's the problem.
That's
they're controlled. So we need someone who knows how to get things done. And I think it takes a special person. I know he's separating himself from Trump, but I think he is a Trump-like figure that could be strong enough to withstand on his own and go straight to the voters. So I think
kudos to you, by the way, for saying you don't want a candidate who doesn't kiss anything. By the way, that's very stylish.
All right. Very good. Coming up after the 8:30 news, Kamala Harris and Doug Emhoff's daughter Ella has gone off on a rant. We got that for you, plus so much more, and Wes Moore's $300,000 Asian trip. We'll take a look at that. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. State police have arrested an Anne Arundel County man for impaired driving after he crashed into a trooper who was conducting a traffic stop. The incident happened overnight Thursday at the Capitol Beltway near Route 1. Damian Hammond of Fort Meade charged with DUI, reckless driving, and other traffic-related charges. Investigators say Hammond ran into a state police vehicle that was stopped on the roadside and started a chain reaction crash that pinned the trooper between two vehicles. Ocean City feeling the effects of Hurricane Erin. The resort town has been hit by powerful winds, big waves as a result of the storm, and the ocean remains off limits to swimmers until further notice. The Maryland Freedom Caucus under fire for calling Westmore a, quote, ghetto governor. On Thursday, Caucus Director Ali Rack posted a message on X showing the governor at the demolition of Pimlico. Rack's post reads, a ghetto Governor Moore standing in front of a racetrack so unprofitable it had to be bailed out by $400 million of state funds to rebuild. Now, Maryland Democrat Party Chair Stuart Pittman released a statement saying Rack resorted to racist name-calling when she went online to call America's only sitting black governor ghetto governor. Pippen then says it's disgusting and it's unacceptable. He says that Trump's attacks on diversity, equity, and inclusion have emboldened people to use racist language without fear of consequence, and hateful speech must be condemned. City police investigating a shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called to the 1800 block of Washington Boulevard at around 7:30 last night. They found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was taken to a hospital, illicit in stable condition. And Baltimore police have released a surveillance video of two suspects wanted in connection with the July 27th shooting in Federal Hill. A 39-year-old bystander seriously injured by gunfire during the shooting in the 1000 block of South Charles Street. 8:32 in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the 3.
I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante Il Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. Our private rooms are perfect for any occasion. Birthdays, work meetings, rehearsal dinners, baptisms, and final goodbyes. 15 to 120 people, our catering menus provide great choices at an affordable price. Celebrate any event here at Liberatore's. See why we were selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best caterer in the area.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance.
8:33 right now. Pick 3, lottery number 248. Pick 4, 4573. And now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Chuck Whitaker.
This report of a minor accident just came in near Parole on 50 westbound near the ramp at 450. I just looked at the camera there. I don't see it. We also had a report there may be debris on 50 westbound right around Ritchie Highway. And again, looking at the camera here, I don't see it. So two areas with reports, no impact right now. Traffic at the Severn River Bridge is running with the lanes open. And we're just going up to check on I-97. The backup there earlier coming south at Route 32 has now cleared. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off drier for your Friday morning, temperatures in the 60s. We'll see more sunshine today and temperatures that will warm back up, looking back into the low to mid 80s. Keeping the sun around for most of the weekend and temps in the mid 80s, cooler next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ready? And the 8:35 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles fans got their first home game look at the two newly called up rookies with mixed results last night. Dylan Beaver is, of course, impressed with a solo shot in his first at-bat. Sam Basayo behind the plate now with Adley Rutschman potentially out for the year, was tested early by the Astros.
Payoff, Dubon goes, and it's up and in. And that ball does get into center field. Dubon's going to take off, and he's going to take third base. Oh, boy, Basayo forced that throw.
Well, see what happens in Game 2 tonight with Kate Povich on the hill. Game time is 7:05. Astros win it last night 7-2 to break a four-game losing streak. Elsewhere in baseball, the Yankees drafted a player who admitted to drawing a swastika on a Jewish student's door in college. University of Utah shortstop Cord Jackson drew the swastika on the dorm room door, of a Jewish student in 2021 when Jackson was a 17-year-old freshman at the University of Nebraska. Jackson voluntarily called teams to tell them about his actions before the 2024 draft, saying he was quote-unquote blackout drunk when he drew the swastika and that he had no recollection of the incident or why he did it. Jobs on the line tomorrow at noon as the Ravens travel to Landover, Maryland to take on the Commanders in their final preseason game. The Baltimore Sun this morning outlining guys who have the most at stake in the game. 5 of the 6 are on defense. Bo Braid out of River Hill, undrafted free agents Reuben Lowry, Jay Higgins, Chandler Martin, and CJ Okoye, as well as running back Rasheen Ali. Good stuff from Zay Flowers on the Ravens podcast earlier this week with Flowers at the mic on how he handles the age difference between he and fellow wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins.
I always joke with him. I'd be like, yo, so
you started when I was 11 years old. Now I'm playing with you. Like, he'll just start laughing. But I've been watching him for a long time. I really can't emulate his game. He got bigger hands. He's taller. Like, I played the game at, like, probably a little bit quicker, but he...
Flowers will turn 25 on September 11th, and Hopkins turned 33 in June. And this now from Williamsport, Pennsylvania, in the Little League World Series. Facing elimination Wednesday night, South Carolina appeared to be done, down 6-1 to South Dakota, but the team from Columbia, suburb of Irmo, didn't quit. Bottom of the seventh, RBI single, RBI double, back-to-back bases-loaded walks, made it 6-5 South Dakota, and then this. A six-run rally with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. ESPN had the call. Andrew Bogan will go down in Little League World Series lore. Day two of the Tour Championship in Atlanta underway this morning. Top two teeing off together. Russell Henley at 9-under 61. Scottie Scheffler, 7-under. Pair up at 10:44 this morning. And high school football season begins today in Baltimore. Nine games, including number one, Archbishop Spalding, traveling to Indiana to take on Brownsburg High School. The time now is 8:37. When we return, how cool is Joe Cool?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So we were talking earlier in the week about Joe Flacco potentially starting for the Browns when it comes to Baltimore week two. And so we talked about, you know, some of the things that Joe's done in his career in Baltimore. I got some texts from people, you know, how cool is Joe Cool? We talked about on the air. Here's how cool Joe Cool is. Joe Flacco is so cool that he drove his grandmother's 1990 Volvo to his first NFL minicamp because he didn't have a car. That is true. Joe Flacco did not have a car when he was drafted. Joe Flacco is so cool that he went to McDonald's after inking a $120 million contract after the Super Bowl win, ordered a 10-piece McNugget meal, fries, unsweetened tea for $6.99 plus tax, got recognized by a fan and posed for a photo.
Wow.
That's what Joe Flacco did. And then finally, Joe Cool is so cool, he didn't know that he needed to cut the strings from the back vent of his suit when he did his first appearance here in Baltimore. And I know that firsthand because I emceed that event at the old Sports Legends Museum downtown, and my wife noticed it.
Wow.
And whispered in my ear, you got to get him a scissors because he's got to cut the strings off his vents. He didn't even know. And he told me, this is the first suit I've ever owned.
Right off the rack.
Yeah. Right off the rack, first suit he ever owned when he was 22 years old.
Interesting that of all the possible wardrobe malfunctions, your wife happened to spot the one right at his vent, as it were.
Mm. Yeah, and you brought that up.
I just thought I'd mention that.
She appreciates that for sure.
Sure. Yeah. Joe Cool is so cool. He's a fighting blue hen.
He is a fighting blue hen, and he's been in the league, what now, 19 years, 18 years?
Yeah.
By the way, you know what? Good for Joe
story.
Cool.
Quarterbacks out of Delaware. And, him, of
Gannon.
Course. Gannon, Scotty Bruner,
right.
And my old DeMatha teammate, Jeff Komla, who has now since passed.
But, he was with the Lions for a while.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Yeah. All quarterbacks out of Delaware.
Wow. What is it about Delaware in the water?
I played the wrong position.
What is a blue hen, by the way?
Yes.
That's a type of fowl.
Yeah.
Do you eat it?
Yes.
You can.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten a blue hen?
No, a Cornish hen, yes, but not a blue hen.
Yeah. I didn't ask you about a Cornish hen. I asked you about a blue hen.
I said, yes, but no.
You're diverting.
Yeah. By the way, a 1990 Volvo is currently worth around $20,000.
Is it really?
Yeah.
See, that's very cool.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Hey, have a great weekend.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. All right, see you, Gary. 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Yes, Doug Emhoff, you know Dougie, who's married to Kamala Harris. She talked about Dougie a lot on the trail. His daughter, thus her stepdaughter, her name is Ella Emhoff.
Meet Ella. Thanks to a magical gift gone wrong, she's forced to be the most obedient girl in the kingdom.
Just admit you're stupid and don't know what you're talking about.
I'm stupid and I don't know what I'm talking about.
And here's confirmation of that exactly.
I feel disgust at what's going on in the world around genocides, the loss of rights, the loss of health care, the just general fear that everyone has surrounding affordability, their lives, their livelihood, like everything. It's just, it feels so big. I think everything with the environment is really getting to me. And it is one, I experience a lot of climate anxiety. Like, a lot of us do. It's not funny.
No, it's not funny to suffer from climate anxiety. She is just a perfect product of Doug Emhoff and Kamala Harris. That's Ella Emhoff. I hope you get over your climate anxiety. Some of us just say that in the summer you sweat too much.
Somebody to love.
Ella Enchanted.
That's Ella Enchanted, all right. Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
I'm just watching the FBI raid on John Bolton's home in Bethesda.
Oh.
Started at 7 o'clock this morning. And in a national security classified documents probe is what it is being called. So that's all the information.
So apparently the possibility is he left a skiff, for example, with documents he should not have.
Again, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know for sure.
No other information other than that. Government sources say they're looking for classified documents as part of a potential leak investigation.
Wow.
So that is major, major news.
Abrego Garcia. Well, what is the latest on him? We'll find out in a couple of minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. First, though, it's 843. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Tall, tan, good-looking, and ready once again to take another look at it. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Leave us not get carried away.
Leave us.
Leave us not.
Yeah.
There's a new minor wreck at the city.
Let us leave.
O'Donnell Street. I'll do this now.
Okay.
O'Donnell Street at Ponca Street over on the east side. New minor wreck in Columbia at Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. So just a few brake lights. Cars are slowing just a bit on the outer loop at Hartford Road. Everybody else is in really good shape. Fantastic this morning. Like to see this. Lanes are open southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. They're doing the work. They work during the rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24 in Hartford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is going to be sunny today and 85 the expected high. Pretty much the same for Saturday as well. Maybe a chance of a shower on Sunday next week. We're expecting some cooler temps right now. Sunny 69 in Middle River and it is 70 in Pasadena. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some.
Interestingly, the BBC did a story on a woman with ALS. Her name is Sarah Ezekiel. She lost the ability to speak at the age of 34 due to the disease. But thanks to AI, she just got her voice back 25 years later.
Wow.
A company called Smartbox was able to pull audio from an old VHS tape and clone her voice. So I'm going to play you. Check out how her original voice was somewhat robotic. And yeah, that's what you'll hear first. And then you'll hear her new voice, which sounds and feels just like her old voice.
Things did improve greatly when I could use a computer.
Hello, this is my voice. It's a kind of miracle, really. After such a long time, I couldn't really remember my voice before MND. When I first heard it again, I felt like crying, and it was very emotional.
So,
wow, that's amazing.
Now, being able to communicate using her own voice.
That is amazing.
And that is. That's some of the promise of artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of people that are worried about how it could be used for evil. So we got to be very careful with artificial intelligence, transhumanism, and all that other stuff. Yeah. But in that particular application, it is really, really good.
Yeah, Dr. Evil would be scary using this.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what it is about the Democrats of late, but it seems like the latest scheme is mortgage fraud.
Wow.
Marilyn Mosby. Okay. And, of course, one of those was overturned. And we'll get to that in just a second. We're going to talk about the Democrats and their mortgage schemes. But I want to tell you about a feel-good news segment is being brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
All right, so we're talking about Marilyn Mosby. We then find out that there were other Letitia James is currently under investigation by Ed Martin for the potential for mortgage fraud. A couple different properties. Now we find out that the first black Federal Reserve Board governor, Lisa Cook, may have potentially committed mortgage fraud. But the big name here is Shifty Schiff, Adam Schiff. Bill Pulte here talks about how Shifty Schiff may be on the hook for mortgage fraud.
Well, it's nonsense, a politician. I'm in the business of mortgages and housing, and when I see mortgage fraud, I report it. I mean, that's what I was hired to do. I swore in my testimony well before I even knew about the Schiff situation that I would root out mortgage fraud, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And I'm not going to be intimidated by the media, who is now coming up with these crazy hit pieces, or politicians like Adam Schiff and his lawyer, who are trying to attack me. I'm a regulator and I'm the conservator on behalf of President Trump under President Trump's leadership. And in President Trump's America, we're not going to have mortgage fraud. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. If you do mortgage fraud, we're going to come after you.
Yeah, that's Bill Pulte. He's the regulator on these mortgages. And the other shocker that came out of Capitol Hill yesterday was Ian Sams. You may not recognize the name, but yeah. He was the spokesperson for the White House counsel during the Biden administration. Ian Sams, you would think, okay, White House counsel, you would be talking to the president or the president's staff on a regular basis, especially about some of these more scandalous or some of the accusations were made against the Biden regime over the years. And then James Comer had an oversight meeting yesterday with Ian Sams, and he came out with this shocking revelation.
One of the most shocking things to me is, and you'll have to remember, because many of you quoted every word he said religiously, you know, throughout his entire tenure as the White House spokesperson. He communicated with Joe Biden two times. He saw Joe Biden, talked to Joe Biden two times, the entire stint as White House spokesperson. But yet he would every day tweet and issue statements from the podium of the White House, you know, combating everything that we were doing in the Oversight Committee with respect to the investigation, combating the Hur report, saying he didn't know. In fact, Robert Hur spent more time with Joe Biden than Ian Sams. Think about that. Robert Hur spent significantly more time with Joe Biden than Ian Sams did.
And that wasn't much. What was it, over, I think, 5 to 6 hours, Robert Hur, again, and he's the one that came out with he wouldn't prosecute Biden because he was an elderly man with a poor memory.
Yes.
Okay? So he spent more time than his own White House counsel spokesperson, Ian Sams. It's just amazing now. All this stuff is coming out of the woodwork. And Kash Patel just tweeting on X, no one is above the law. FBI on a mission while they were raiding
good on him.
John Bolton. So I'm wondering if Shifty Schiff is paying attention, if James Clapper and some of these others are paying attention, because now as they start to, and again, I think you look at this, and Eric, Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General of Missouri, just was joined the FBI co-director along with Bongino and Kash Patel. So there must be a little bit of a stink on that trail, and they've begun to sniff it out. All right, coming up next, we'll tell you later about MS-13 man, Governor Wes Moore's Asian trip, which cost $300,000 and netted nothing. and the very sad, tragic tale of Baltimore County Councilman Todd Crandall. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The law offices of Michael A. Friedman are there for you 24-7 should you ever need them. And serious accidents. You do need people that have the experience in dealing with these. And for 40 years, Michael and his son Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman, Stephen's wife, and the other associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries, etc. They even have insurance people. People that left the automobile insurance companies and have joined the firm because they know all the ins and outs, that some of the shortcuts and some of the things that the insurance companies do to try to deny your claim. Because let's face it, this is business. And you need somebody that knows and has experienced the wisdom that when the curveball comes your way, that they can hit that curveball out of the park. And that's exactly what Michael has done and will do for you. And he'll put your recovery priority number one so you get back to your family, back to your job, or back to running your business, the other priorities in life. So check out their website. It's informative. It's helpful. 15 things to do if you're involved in an automobile accident. You can download that, keep it in your car, or the personally injury assistance. An app which you can use your phone to take pictures, videos, interview witnesses, etc. on the scene on that day of your traumatizing accident. MAFlaw.com is the website, MAFlaw.com.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Rob Carson Show.
95% of individuals with these names affiliate with the party of the radical left. Here they are. Anaya, Latoya, Shanika, Tamika, Anaya, Shamika, Shamika with an I, Imani, Shaniqua, and number one is Ebony. What do all of those names have in common? You're right. They're Jewish. Obviously, those are Jewish names.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I think he's mistaken about that, but I'm not sure. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather. They all have an I in it. I think that's what they're... Chuck, good morning.
Good morning. Let's get out of this.
Yes.
The construction northbound 95 at Route 24, 76-mile marker, Harford County. That's a problem even through the midday, so keep an eye out for that. The late wreck in Columbia is minor, but they see some flashing lights there at Route 32 at Brokenland Parkway. One more reminder, tonight starting at 8. Construction over the weekend, maybe just a single lane, 795 northbound from the Beltway to Owings Mills Boulevard, and wrapping up Monday morning by 5 a.m. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today up to about 85. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. A little bit warmer, but it's going to get cool again next week. Sunny and 71 in the city. 71 right now in Millersville. Kim Klasick live.
Yeah.
Coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news.
By the way, I managed to put a microphone into her office. Her office is all back. We have a cluster of offices. And I thought you folks should understand what goes on in Kim's office on mornings like this. On mornings where it's not 90 degrees. Before she gets into the studio.
It's so cold. My body not made for cold. My body made for Margaritaville. I want margarita and palm trees, not cold and boom. It's so cold.
This is really funny, okay? This is good. That was good. And the fact that my office is usually cold.
Yes. It's so cold.
I have the coldest office. Well, no, Sean, your office might be colder than my office.
Yeah, I think both of our offices are.
Yes.
We're on the very edge. Everybody else is nice and toasty. You and I have got really cold offices.
We're freezing. That was hilarious. Good one there, Bruce. Oh, my gosh. Of course, I'm trying to keep up with all this breaking news on John Bolton. I'm sure you guys are also trying to do the same.
Yeah.
Jonathan Turley, who I usually trust what he says, he says that John Bolton could be hit with up to 20 years in prison over national defense information. It could be a national defense information that creates a heightened potential penalty, which also carries just 5 to 20 years. That's from Jonathan Turley just about 5 minutes ago. So I don't know. I don't know, of course.
Yeah, all we know is that at 7 o'clock this morning, FBI agents conducted a raid on his home in Bethesda in search of classified documents and, that may or may not be connected to a national security leak investigation.
Yeah, well, people were saying this when his book came out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure he's not too shocked, right? I'm sure this investigation has been going on for quite some time. I thought it was interesting because, of course, Roger Stone is taunting him on Twitter. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he's, like, laughing about it.
Yeah, but Roger did the perp walk. Bolton, I don't think. Yeah. We didn't see him in his underwear.
No. And his was
another good thing.
Stone
was five.
Yeah.
And CNN was there.
Yeah. They got the call. So that was interesting. Of course, we're going to talk about Governor Wes Moore. Lots of interesting comments from him. You know, it's funny because, you know, this whole thing of, you know, that was said by, I guess, somebody that was affiliated, a staffer with the House Freedom Caucus.
The Maryland Freedom Caucus, Ari Rock, put out, called him a ghetto governor.
Yeah, ghetto governor. Right, Moore. And I saw it this morning. She still hasn't deleted it.
No. So she... they're kind of doubling down. But but then you also have the comments of, you know, keep, you know, our Baltimore out of your mouth.
Which
you know, is also disrespectful.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I said on X, I said, look, if you believe that ghetto, the term ghetto is racist, that means that you believe that only black people can be ghetto.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like you're kind of showing your hand here. And not only that, Chris Palumbi that ran in District 5, of course, he texted me this morning. He's like, and he's white. He's like, remember when you called me ghetto for putting ketchup on my eggs? I said, yeah, I do remember. Because ghetto could be, you know, any color. And that is ghetto. Stop doing that, Chris, by the way.
Yeah. Well, ghetto
you're
came from
eggs.
Yeah. Ghetto came from the Jewish ghettos prior. I mean, in Germany, in Poland,
yeah. So we'll talk about that stuff, of course. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by Rob Daniels on the line, running for county executive. A lot of people don't know if he's independent Republican or a Democrat because when he ran from judge, of course, you know, couldn't really disclose all that.
Yeah.
So. Got lots to coming up.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. And MS-13 man, he's going to be released today.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get a private security detail to Maryland, where he'll probably be detained and deported from ICE. So we'll see. We'll keep on top of that story today. And how about Wes Moore's trip to Asia? $300,000. $300,000 and nothing in return.
Well,
we've
no.
got Bupkis.
Kim actually received a little benefit from that. Kim has a monthly subscription to the Sushi of the Month Club. So they ship it, I think, from Tokyo. It's not refrigerated, so it's kind of the
risky. Finally, very sad, tragic to see the video of Baltimore County Councilman Todd Crandall, combative, drunk, disorderly in this police body cam footage. No charges were ever filed, but boy, he needs prayers.
Deal with it.
And he needs to step down and deal with his demons.
Yep, exactly. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning, or your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates, the trusted name in Maryland for over 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online. It's aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. This is your getaway day today, so you're out next week.
I'm out next week on family vacation. Be back on actually the day after Labor Day.
Yep.
We're both off on Monday, Labor Day. Kristen will be here. Chuck will be here. Julie Ryder will be doing the news all next week. And we're back on that Tuesday with Chris Pabst. He's got a brand new book out. And so we'll talk about it. It's called Failure Factory, all about the Baltimore education system. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you Monday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.